week. You get two rounds included in that. On the weekends, it's only $125. Again, same accommodations. Overnight stay, two rounds of golf. And all you got to do is call 888-WHITE-BLUFF, 888-WHITE-BLUFF. Tell them you heard on the
E-Break Classic.
And I think Norm did win the electoral.
So let's play Norms.
Okay, let's play Norms, just for the heck of it.
We are joined by telephone by one of the world's most popular golfers, Puerto Rican-born, now 50-year-old, and member of the Seniors Tour, Chichi Rodriguez. Good morning, Chichi. How are you?
I look, Joe.
Chichi.
How you look, Joe?
Apparently he's having trouble hearing you.
Apparently.
Hello.
Hello, Chichi.
Hi, Norm.
Good morning, Chichi. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
What's going on?
Apparently he's having trouble hearing you. We'll try something else here. Let's hang on just a minute.
Okay.
And see if we can't.
Why don't we tell people?
Flip things around, and we'll just go ahead and we'll do it this way. Now try it.
Good morning.
Hello, Norm.
Good morning, Chichi. How are you?
Hello.
Daniel, I'm.
I can hear you, but you can't hear me.
I can hear you, Chichi.
All right, Norm.
All right. How are you doing?
Fantastic, Norm.
Choice for your new home.
Horizon Homes from the 110s. Solid design, solid reputation. HorizonHomesDFW.com.
This month at Guys Night Out, Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket is going for the gold, silver, and bronze as we play the Ticket Olympics. Thursday, August 19th at Cape Buffalo in Addison, P1 Olympic hopefuls are put to the test in events such as the Give It To Me Lance Interpretive Dance, a Put It All On The Table Pie Munch, and Head to Chest Competition in the Cup Size versus IQ Quiz. All the ticket guys will be on hand to judge the events and pass out valuable gold, silver, and bronze prizes to the winners and the losers. Plus, free food, drink specials, and roundtable comments from our own Ticket Olympic team. From the station that keeps the eternal sports flame burning. Sports.
Hey, you, sitting there at the computer. Ever attempt to take a long, leisurely shower and run out of hot water just as you got all lathered up? Well, cold showers are a thing of the past with Norris tankless water heaters. Norris tankless water heaters never run out of hot water. They're easy to install, eco-friendly, and energy efficient, so you can save money. The Norris tankless water heater can save up to 50% per month in gas water heating bills. Go to NorrisAmerica.com and check it out. The compact design allows installation virtually anywhere, indoor or out. And Norris is the number one tankless water heater in the world. Don't wait for your next cold shower. Go right now to NorrisAmerica.com and check out the full line of tankless gas water heaters. Norris Corporation is shaping the future of heating water in the United States, and they're committed to providing top-of-the-line products and services to their community. It's a tankless job, but somebody's got to do it. Go to NorrisAmerica.com and no more cold showers, unless you need one. Norris tankless gas water heaters.
TV store nearest you, phone 1-800-NEW-TIRE. 1-800-NEW-TIRE. MTB, National Tire and Battery.
The Ticket.
Ticket, ticket.
Ranger starter Nick Rigilio looked good in his first two outings this year, but last night in Baltimore was a different story as the Orioles beat Texas 9-1. Rigilio only lasted an inning and a third, giving up four runs, including five walks, and Nick is disgusted with his performance.
It's very disappointing. You have garbage out there tonight. I can understand if we're out there and just strikes and get knocked around the yard, but, you know, walk guys and just give them free passes is, you know, frustrating and, you know, it's not acceptable.
The pitching was poor and the offense wasn't much better as Texas only mustered one run off seven hits. Later today, the Rangers play game two of a four-game set with the O-Birds. First pitch is at 3:35 on Fox Sports Net. Training camp rolls on this morning in Oxnard with two-a-day workouts, and Bill Parcells isn't liking the idea of starting second-year corner Terrence Newman returning kicks.
No chance on kickoff returns, no. I would say in an emergency situation, maybe punt return. I don't like his body.
Remember, you can hear Bill Parcells' daily press conference live today at 1:30 during Ticket Sports Saturday. And the Dallas Stars miss out on re-signing Brett Hull as the Phoenix Coyotes signed Hull yesterday to a two-year deal. The contract is reportedly worth $2.25 million a season with a second year full of incentives. The main reason the Stars couldn't sign Hull was that Dallas only offered a one-year deal. Our next ticket ticker comes your way at 10:10, breaking sports news first. Guaranteed, I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box Saturday mornings 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. We haven't gone to bed with any ugly women, but we sure woke up with a few.
9:52 on The Ticket. Welcome to T-Box. Thanks for being with us today. The rant will commence shortly. We'll mix with Davey here in a second. One more time, in case you missed the ultra-big announcement, we've added another shotgun start for the first annual Avid Golfer T-Box golf outing at Cowboys Country Cowboys Golf Club on August 29th. That's a Sunday. The first flight, the 2 p.m. flight, sold out in one day. 144. And we had so many extras, we didn't know what to do with them, so we figured out we'll throw another one on there. And again, thanks to Eagle Golf, specifically Cowboys and Reebok and North Texas Nissan, Boardwalk Auto Group, Jack Black Golf, etc., and Capel, and Bob Steak and Chop House for providing a multitude of prizes. The goodie bag alone is worth over $750. You get 9 free rounds of golf. Or is it 10? Or is it 8? Is it 9?
It's 8 that we're talking, or 7 that we're talking. I don't know. It's a lot of hand golf.
You get a lot of free golf. It'll be a two-man combined modified Stableford scoring, which will be fun, no handicap. So here's the important part. You got to go to avidgolferonline.com, print off the application, and fax it in, because I guarantee if it's as fast, I think the morning flight might be even more popular because it'd be cooler,
well,
believe it or not.
7 a.m., and so, you know,
be done by
the
noon.
Rest of the day.
Yeah. So food, prizes, everything imaginable, but it's a great deal. It's the same price you'd normally pay for Cowboys on a Sunday, and you're getting this all this extra stuff.
Right.
We're giving away two Rolexes.
Two Rolexes.
Closest to the pin, so
hey,
somebody has to win.
Somebody may want to play both rounds.
Yeah. Somebody's going to get to drive a Maserati for a weekend. Somebody might win a North Texas Nissan 350Z Coupe if you get a hole-in-one. Good stuff. So go to avidgolferonline.com, print out the application, get your buddies in, fax it in, and because we're cutting it off at 288. That's it. We can't do any more.
Yep.
I can't have 19,000 people on a golf course. So, that's it.
So you can choose any club in your bag, and you just can use that one club.
No, right? Full club use.
Oh, wow.
This is not a T-box rip. This is not a one-club rip-off. So, yeah.
That's exciting.
It should be fun. It should be fun. We were flabbergasted. We got back to the office, and I mean, there's a stack of 50 of them already in, I don't know, 3 hours. So it should be fun. So, you're not solo today.
No, I am
allegedly,
at the moment. But.
Allegedly. I listened to that best of. Brought back some interesting memories.
Didn't
it?
What was the best of? I missed it.
They did a best of the rant, a compilation, the anthology album, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Was that right? It was 2 weeks ago.
I missed it.
And some of the stuff.
I was out of town.
Some of the stuff I remember. I remember the Blood Cannons. I'll remember that day because we did that remote at...
Was it Golfsmith or something?
No, it was, what's the place that used to do the kind of the closeout stuff?
Tourline.
No, it's the one in Irving. In Las Colinas. Warehouse, and you could buy shirts. You went
oh,
there.
Oh, E. McGrath. Right.
E. McGrath, yeah. And we had this mix that...
It was like the week before Corby's wedding.
Yeah, it might have been the most tense... ever.
I remember.
And we had, and the speakers are on, and people are giving us these looks. And
the two I remember were Gordo and Rocco.
Yeah, we didn't play that.
I think that's banned.
Well, I don't think it's banned anymore, but it's so long. It's like 37 minutes, and you can't really, you know, cut that down.
And the other one was, we had just gotten off the radio, and it was when the shuttle exploded.
Yeah.
And you guys were on, and I thought, wow, that... You guys did some good radio for...
No, actually, that was Corby and me.
No, we were on that day, too.
They were on, too.
Yeah. And then the other one was the JFK Jr.
Yeah, well, I guess you have two sides of the spectrum
head.
There.
We broke into some big stories on these two shifts.
Yeah. But you had the respectful, newsworthy shuttle coverage, and then the disrespectful, completely sacrilegious JFK
Jr.
coverage.
What was number one?
Oh, it wasn't like a countdown. It was just kind of a retrospective.
Oh, okay. It was good. And that's why I miss our archives. I don't know if they're ever going to bring those back, but I really miss that.
Yeah, because...
We listen online. Because people don't wake up till even now.
Yeah, and you would have... the way they did them, I guess the rant, you would have, like, the past five shows archived.
Yeah, it was great. I used to go back and listen just to hear all the mess ups I did. Just say, well, I guess I did say that. You know? I got a question for you.
Okay.
In line of Quincy Carter.
Right.
Okay, his big deal this week. I'm of the mind that I think sooner rather than later, pot will be legalized.
I think later rather than sooner. I think it will, but it's probably going to take 50 years.
I'm not a liberal by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm thinking, is it any different than beer? Seriously. I mean, the effects, you never see guys getting fights because they're high on dope. All you do is get fat and sleep. I mean, that's all you do. And I'm thinking back, here's the deal. Back in the Prohibition era, I think pot was legal. I think cocaine was legal and liquor was not. So it's a society thing of what is deemed okay and what isn't.
Right.
Rather than the effects. And cocaine's ridiculous. And everything worse than that is nuts.
It'd be great to go to 7-Eleven and buy a carton of weed.
Let me tell you something else. If they ever legalized pot, I would buy stock in Southland Corporation. Because 7-Elevens would be rocking. 2 o'clock in the morning, getting a Denny Moore stew in a can, you know, eating it right out of the...
A whole line of dudes sitting on the curb, eating chili dogs.
I don't know, and it's not, well, how could you possibly say that? I'm just saying, from the effect standpoint, I think it's pretty harmless stuff. And I don't know.
It depends. It's a lot stronger now than it was, you know, 20, 30 years ago, and that, whenever people are talking about legalization.
And I don't like it. I can't handle it. I did it once, twice, and I couldn't do it. I got sick.
Yeah, most of the really outstanding weed that you get today, it's like 10 times more powerful than the stuff they had back in the 70s.
Well, maybe that's
more
different. Well, then if you legalize it, then you control it.
Yeah.
Then you make it like, you know, 3.2 beer or whatever it is.
3.2 weed?
Yeah.
Craig sees money flying out the window.
So why is this making you uncomfortable?
I just don't think that they hired us to do
it's
a cocktail
not 10 o'clock,
talk
buddy.
About weed.
Well, it's just sports.
No.
Sports oriented.
Okay.
Do you play better when you're high?
Me?
Yeah, golf?
No. I was trying to think of a...
I won't drink, I won't do anything when I'm playing golf.
I was trying to think of a drug that would help. We've talked about those beta blockers.
Beta blockers.
No, and Nick Price, who admitted he took it, said his worst time he ever played golf was on him. He never played well with it.
If you had the serious... I know a doctor once, that every time he would write, he would just get a tremor. Only when he was training, he was a fine doctor and everything, he'd get a tremor. And he had a beta blocker that stopped him for that. So if you had something where, like, you were shaking over a putt
right.
or something,
well, then
beta blocker
then
work.
Weed would work, too, I guess, huh? And, you know, there's nothing on tour. They don't drug test on tour.
Don't drug test. You can do anything
really?
On tour.
Yeah. In fact,
wow.
you can get hammered up until the time you tee off. You can't drink when you're on the course.
But the driving range, you could?
That's the only difference. You cannot drink on the golf course. It's the only rule.
But you can get plowed in your hotel room, and if that made you play better... They can't do anything about it.
You can actually walk into the bat in the porta potties and drink, have a drink in a porta potty.
Have a little
can't
flask
do,
in
can't
your
do
bag.
It in public. Can't do it in public.
Well, yeah, I could see how that might hurt the PGA's image.
That's the only rule. That's the only rule about any of that stuff on PGA Tour.
Well, they're independent contractors. So I don't know if they could instill any kind of a drug law. I don't know.
Sure they could. They'd ban them from playing no matter what.
Well, would they? They haven't.
No.
Although they suspended daily for it. So that's it. Golf talk on the ticket.
So I tell you, Gordon looks different more times than any person I ever know.
Isn't that
ever? I mean, you change your look, and it's such a dramatic look every time you change it.
How do you figure that? I've looked the same all year, haven't I? Did you get a haircut? Looks like you got some layers or...
Feathered?
Something.
Got feathered?
Nothing.
No.
Nothing?
Nothing.
I have not gotten a haircut in 6 months, maybe. I don't know.
But your weight changes, too? Or at least since
yeah,
I've been on the show, your
that's
weight
true.
Changed dramatically.
I guess I can see what you're saying. I do have...
You're a fluctuator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My weight will fluctuate, my hair, and, you know, I've got a beard now. And if you just see me, like, every... You know, if you only see me a couple times a year, you think, gosh, this guy does... He's a chameleon.
I remember we were going somewhere.
I'm always running from a new drug charge.
We were going
so
somewhere. I remember we were walking into the studios of Las Colinas for something, and it was right when you'd lost all your weight. You looked, anorexic to me.
You wanted me. You
no,
wanted me, yes.
No.
I can
still
I can
have
tell
a beard.
That now.
I'm not into facial hair, but.
We fought over you. Hey, by the way, I heard you the other day when I was working out. You were talking about San Diego weather.
Why did he have to get in there that he was working out?
That's what I do. All right. Okay, I heard you. Okay.
Let me dump that.
Sculpting my body.
Let me dump that. But, and every day was the same weather out there, right, in L.A.?
Just say you're unhappy with your marriage, and if anybody's a girl, call you.
No. And I would say, because you brought up the point that one time I quoted that San Diego, which I lived there for 10 years, was actually got monotonous, like Groundhog's Day.
Right.
Every day was exactly the same. I quite found it stupefying after a while.
Yeah, so it never rained or anything?
Very rarely. It was 75 every day, early morning, low clouds, burned off around 11 o'clock, and that was your day. Every single day you have, like, I don't know, 10 days of rain, because San Diego is actually in a desert.
Yeah. And so you have this nice weather every day, and
it's perfect weather.
It's perfect. And that leads, you know, and I've been sharing my opinion this whole past week, that it makes you feel like something's going on here. This is all
real Pleasantville.
Yeah, it's real Truman Show, you know.
Yeah.
It's something, yeah. Well, and then I visited with my friend Ricky, who lives out there, and he lives in Thousand Oaks. And
he kind of said the same. It's a little hotter.
Yeah, it's a little hotter. But he said the same thing. He said, you know what, I, you know, the weather, you like it for a while, and then after a while, it's like it's the same, and you kind of miss the changing of the seasons, or you miss, you know, just having something different.
I don't think human nature can handle sameness. I think that's why
you went out of your marriage.
That's
why we are. 214-77. You heard them, ladies.
I mean, it's all that stuff. You want change. You want something to stimulate yourself, you know, whatever, well, so to speak. And I just...
It does have a recurring theme, doesn't it?
Yeah. Have you noticed?
Yes.
Why don't you just say it instead of all this...
First it was weed and cocaine, now the working out and the looking for a new mate.
Yeah, I'm almost 50.
From the first part.
I'm almost 50.
By the way, hi guys.
Hey, Corbin.
Hey, Corbin. How are you?
Should I say good afternoon?
Morning.
Morning.
Yeah, I got in late last night. Our flight. We tried to catch a 4:50 flight. We left at 2 o'clock yesterday from...
Didn't make it, did you?
Not even close.
Yeah.
I mean, it...
Who made those arrangements?
Frito. Yeah. So we caught a 7 o'clock flight instead. But, you know, it's just ridiculous.
Brutal.
It took us 3 hours to get to L.A. on Wednesday night from Oxnard. Three hours.
Yeah, right? We made it in a breeze. It was great.
Well, I know, because you guys left at a reasonable time.
Right.
It's traffic all day.
We left at 2.
Yeah.
You know?
There's traffic on weekends in Southern California.
It's miserable.
Yeah.
It's absolutely
terrible.
Miserable.
Yeah, it's not.
Did you guys fly on a 777?
No, we had a little plane.
Isn't that the greatest?
We flew on a 777 there and back.
No.
It was wonderful.
We had to take a biplane back.
Absolutely.
I had the goggles and the...
McDowell and I
scarf.
Took a 777 to Florida to cover a fight with
guys and girls.
In first class.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Is that an HBO deal?
Yeah.
HBO usually, although they didn't hook us up.
No, that's when we had to hook up an American.
Oh, yeah.
I missed those days.
Oh, that was great. But those things were...
By the way, there has to be a P1 in American who can still do that.
I don't know. I think they've taken away all that.
P1 in American who would just always... They'd see her name in the system. Oh, okay. We'll bump them up a... If there's space, we'll bump them up a grade.
You used to have a good reader of the magazine. You
really?
Used to do that for us.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that bad?
Last layoffs were...
Dang it.
You got let up. Yeah.
I love illegal perks.
Good old days.
They're not illegal.
Dan and I, we flew to New York one time for a fight, and we were on first class. I'm pretty sure we were stuck on the runway going up there for about 2 hours in a rainstorm. And so we...
So you just drank?
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure Dan passed out before we landed.
Did I never see him drink? I didn't know.
That's the only time I've really seen him drink.
He likes other things.
He's a fan of what we're trying to legalize.
Yeah. What does that mean? I don't understand.
You never got out of your hotel room this week. You.
Oh, yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Very rarely.
Talking about the beautiful weather, and it's just gorgeous, and we're on a beach. We're staying on a beach.
Yes.
Were we?
I assume we were.
Although Oxnard's beach is...
Well, no, it's, you know...
Did you go to Venice?
Yeah.
Yes. See, I went to Venice Beach with you guys and drove through Hermosa. No, I didn't go to Venice Beach.
No,
we ate in Hermosa,
and then you complained of West Nile, and then I didn't see you for a while, and then this is the first time I've seen you since then.
Did you go to Westwood?
No, I think we're going to do that.
So what all did you do, big time man?
You golf.
That talks?
I golfed a lot.
Where'd you play? Anywhere interesting?
No. No, actually, it was really funny because George has a buddy of his at Trophy Club, that got him on, got us on, basically, three different courses. I could never play because they always scheduled the tee time around 11 and our show started at 1. So 3 days in a row, George got on Spanish Hills,
ooh, good.
Sherwood.
Very nice.
And then some other course that was really nice as well. I can't remember what it was. He had to cancel all 3 days.
Oh.
The first day was the Quincy Carter day.
Yeah.
The second day he was just beat the holy hell. He was just tired. Then the third day was Sherwood. He was so excited. Then he comes home from the show and he was like, I can't go.
That's where Gretzky lives.
Yeah, there's a lot of people live out there.
Speaking of that, how tough was it waking up at 2?
Oh, it really did. That was the first time that any of that has ever really affected me.
2 o'clock.
Yeah, we woke up at 2:30, I think, every morning.
Did it make any sense not to go to bed?
Just now, you had to go to bed. It was just because I always keep my watch on Dallas time, and so you're living between time zones, and it just gets very strange.
I don't think that helps.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
When that alarm goes off at 2:30,
it helps this time.
It's 2:30.
McDowell does that too. He likes that bit.
Yeah, they were bitching at me because we were going to eat at 7 o'clock. They're like, it's 9 o'clock Dallas time. I'm like, you get it. Your show starts at 10. What are you freaking out about?
Yeah, they don't complain about much, do they?
Oh, no.
Ooh.
They're low maintenance.
Wow, Rick.
Hmm.
A little heat-seeking missile there.
Wonder why that fell apart.
Yeah. George and I, we had some nice golf games.
Were you happy to see that Tom Gribble wasn't the panacea they had hoped he was?
That's not it at all.
Why don't you bring your golf clubs next time?
Because I hate golf.
Why?
It is a waste of time.
Come play with me and George. Ryder's going to bring his.
It is a waste of time.
Won't. Ryder's going to play golf?
That's the thing. Yeah, okay, what did you do to take advantage of where we were?
Well, I was on the beach every day.
Okay, Keith. But you were just running, which you would have done anyway.
Yeah, but it's different running on the beach. I swam in the ocean. I don't have that luxury here unless White Rock can pour a little salt in it.
All right. So you swam in that sewage.
On the sewage. By the way, there was a giant, giant dead seal washed up on the beach on Wednesday, and on Friday it was still there.
How'd that smell?
So horny.
How'd that smell?
Not good.
Stand over it and rub one out.
You know, it's it's also weird is like you see
that maggots.
Those fishing boats. And,
feed on net.
And you can't even, they're like 200 yards out in the water. You can't even see the boat because there's so many seagulls surrounding it. It looks like a tornado of seagulls just surrounding. Like, how do those fishermen, there's probably 20 guys on that boat.
You ever seen
crapped on
you
all
ever
the
seen
time.
Fishermen? It improved their appearance. They're pretty
well, I don't. I mean, I'm thinking they're not as stereotypical like as they were in the 1800s, the crusty old sea dog.
Yes, they are.
They are?
The guy in the Gordon's fish sticks box?
Yes.
Yeah, that guy.
And they all have a hook.
I had fun, though.
It sounds like you guys had a great vacation. That's really cool.
I had a great time. I saw my friends that lived out there. We went out a couple nights.
And did you guys get paid while you were out there?
Yeah.
So what was the debacle like when Quincy got cut?
Oh, it was crazy.
Was it?
Yes. I mean, it was a scene out there. The funniest part was...
I expensed a new computer.
Did you? Was going to the press conference. You know, I was there about an hour before. It was at 11:30 L.A. time. California time.
Yeah.
And
we were in SoCal, Dave. Yeah, you can't fly with that very much.
And every writer and every radio guy was just running around going crazy on their
cell phone. A writer is someone who will put words on paper.
Trying to chase down, stories and leads and everything. And they were all separate from each other because they didn't want
And you were just laughing because you were on vacation. You didn't have to do any work.
Right. I was just sitting by the margarita machine at our tent.
Norm was in great form.
I heard that. A buddy of mine called.
He was breaking the story, and he was deciding.
I hear that my buddy was like, he can barely even breathe.
Yeah.
He's so excited.
He was hyperventilating.
Norm.
Yeah. It was his crowning achievement here. I don't know if he ever broke anything at Cliff, but he was right there. He was loving every minute of it.
I did see Gordon sprinting twice. Like, practice would end sharp at 4:45.
Oh, Dave, you would have loved this.
And here comes Gordon, like, just looking like, holy hell, stinking, sweaty, gross, been cooped up in his room playing on his computer.
Now, I don't agree with that whole assessment.
You were awful looking.
Part.
He comes screaming, running down, like, in a panic because the players are already getting off the field. And he's written all these, bits and stuff to do, but he's late.
Oh, God.
So he's running around the field like, who's number 38? Who's 67? Who's that? George, who's that?
It was so funny.
There was one.
I would get there at the extremely last possible second.
Yeah.
And
you get the last guy on the field.
But, you know, I got a couple good ones. Greg Ellis,
that,
extra
what was that question you asked Greg Ellis? That was hilarious.
What who is our, or something like that.
What who is our?
And then I'd get my bits, and in, like, literally 10 minutes, my work day was done. It was great. I didn't have to wait around, watch any football.
Then you
just ran out there, record, and then I could go back in my room and stink.
Right.
How far were you guys from the track field? I mean, your hotel.
Eat some maggots out of my boils, my bed sores.
About a 5-minute drive up to Ventura.
There's a nicer place than the usual.
Uh-oh.
Beautiful place.
We're late.
Oh, my God. You guys are late.
What time is it?
It's 10:03 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hi, this is Filet Mignon. So tasty, tender, and juicy. When I'm hot and you're ready to turn me over, don't treat me like a piece of meat. Give me the respect I deserve.
Treat your meat right with the August item of the month. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Implements of barbecuery. Stainless steel tongs. Heavy-duty spatula and wire grill brush. And to keep the cook clean, we'll throw in a Kiss the P1 apron. Order yours now for just $20 at theticket.com.
Oh, careful now. Oh, I'm ticklish.
Get the ticket, August item of the month. Stainless steel.
E-Brake Classics.
It's an unpaid bot to get cuss words on the air.
All right, this is Rich. He was supposed to be at a break, and you weren't supposed to hear him, but you did, unfortunately, and he drops an S-bomb.
The extra point for Phillips is up, and it's good. 8:41 to play in the second, 38-0. This is SMU. This is the SMU Mustang Network. See if that's what the school record is for touchdown catches. And for catches and for yards, for that matter. We clear?
2003 playoff honors trading card.
Now you are. That must have been jolting for someone driving down. Steve, to SMU football.
That proves that Rich deserves the emergency break because he drops an S-bomb, then asks if we're clear.
I'm going to reverse the order.
Poor Ahmad's just trying to get used to the board. Let's give it to Rich.
Please.
Absolutes when it comes to teenagers. They'll break curfew. They'll wreck your cars. They'll wear clothes you don't approve of, hang out with friends you don't like, and absolutely, positively, unequivocally run you out of hot water every time they shower. Nord's tankless water heaters to the rescue. It's really quite simple. Nord's tankless water heaters provide hot water for as long as needed. That's right. Nord's tankless water heaters never quit producing hot water. And they're much more energy efficient than typical water heaters, producing savings up to 50% per month in gas water heating bills. Here's another bonus. The typical hot water heater lasts about 10 years. The Nord's tankless water heater, well over 20 years. So go ahead, do a load of laundry, start the dishwasher, let your teenager take a 40-minute shower. You'll always have hot water with your Nord's. For more, click the link below, nordsamerica.com. NORITZAmerica.com. So if you have a teenager, you understand. You need a Nord's. nordsamerica.com. Nord's. Always hot. Family fun for the P1 is what Adventure Landing in Dallas is all about. If you've never been to Adventure Landing, you don't know what you're missing. Experience the thrill of an IndyCar race on the Adventure Landing go-kart track. Then head over to the batting cages and try your hand at softball or baseball. Or take a swing on any one of the three miniature golf courses. Adventure Landing has an action-packed game room and a laser tag arena. Great food and prizes are always part of the fun. And it's affordably priced. Break out of the routine. Get over to Adventure Landing in Dallas today, located at 177 17 Coit Road, just off the George Bush Turnpike. For more information, call 972-248-4653. Hey, P1, don't miss the P1 go-kart race on Saturday, July 31st. You can win huge prizes, such as Texas Motor Speedway passes, sports equipment, gift certificates to Fogo de Chão, and much more. No additional fees apply. Call 972-248-4653 for more details. Adventure Landing, it's family fun. Fun for the P1.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Bliss bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket shock brand from HTH. Socket to bacteria and algae.
So rapid.
Let's call 1-888.
So this being a dream are pretty good, seeing as how you can now fly and everything. I would just watch out for the chandelier and the window.
Ah! Oh, I wish this wasn't a dream. I really wanted that DirecTV deal.
Oh, DirecTV's 4 months free offer is real, sir. You just won't be able to fly anymore.
Hey, I can live with that.
NFL Sunday ticket only from DirecTV. Sign up now and get DirecTV's best programming package free for 4 months. It's our best offer of the year. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or see your local retailer for details.
Offer ends 10/30/04. New customers only. Hardware and programming sold separately. Blackout rules and other conditions apply.
Dallas-Fort Worth's ticket.
Quincy Carter, cut by the Cowboys earlier this week, might have the NFL Players Association go to bat for him. The Dallas Cowboys never gave a definitive reason for cutting Q Carr. The Players Association will file a grievance for wrongfully terminating Carter if the reason was a failed drug test because a team cannot release a player that breaks the substance abuse policy. However, life still goes on in Oxnard, and rookie quarterback Drew Henson talks about the downtime the boys spend between two-a-day workouts.
We eat. And try to get off your feet for an hour or so and maybe catch a little film from practice. But when we're not out here, just trying to just stay off your feet and rest up.
Drew Henson on yesterday with the Hardline. Remember, you can hear Big Bill's daily press conference later today at 1:30 on the ticket. The Texas Rangers had their three-game winning streak snapped last night with a 9-1 loss to Baltimore. And with that loss, Texas is now one half game behind Oakland in the AL West. Today at 3:35, right-hander Scott Erickson makes his first start as a Ranger, where he will face his former club. Elsewhere in the Bigs, the St. Louis Cardinals bolstered an already strong lineup by trading for Rocky slugger Larry Walker, this coming after the three-time NL batting champ vetoed a trade to Texas last week. And yesterday, the U.S. Olympic basketball team looked strong, beating the Serbia-Montenegro national team 78-60. Tim Duncan led the way with 16 points, and team captain Allen Iverson added 9 points and 6 assists. Now Team USA gears up for a game tomorrow against Turkey. Our next ticket ticker comes your way at 10:30, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant. Saturdays, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KTTK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTBK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger.
On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, and boy, does it feel like I'm home back in the Briar Patch again. Here with my good buddies, Dave Lane and Corby Davidson. I'm Gordon Keith.
We're
the
best
rant.
Friends forever.
We are.
I don't think that we've been here. I know we hadn't done the show in about 2 months, but I don't think we've been here to do the show, and I'm not kidding you, since like April.
Yeah,
all three of us in studio.
It's been a while.
Because the rant's been quite a success. On remotes, you know, we went.
Well, not so much when you look at that.
Oh, I didn't look at those yet.
But,
yeah, don't worry about those. We're not concerned about those.
The numbers are in.
Well, that's not bad. What, fourth? Fourth. Gosh, we should be one.
In our demo, we're fourth.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know.
anyway, but I guess it's been a success, so they've been selling it out on location, which they didn't do for a while until we discovered the magic of just not bringing speakers out to a location. When we used to have speakers and we'd turn them up, we would invariably be ordered to leave by the store manager.
Yeah, it happened to us at least twice.
Yeah. And it always starts off the same way. I thought we hired a sports show to come out here. And it was always so tense. And the material we were doing really wasn't that offensive. There was...
Except for the Jamie Lee Curtis thing.
It was the Jamie Lee Curtis.
Nancy Reagan.
Yeah, when we had speculated that Nancy Reagan was a hermaphrodite. And then the...
And then riding Helter Skelter.
Riding Helter Skelter on the wall of a place that you broke into with... some bodily fluids.
Yeah. Not
could be blood.
Not necessarily blood.
But could be. But it wasn't. Anyway, so welcome us back to the studio, you 3-1. You give us a call, 214-787-1310. There's a lot to talk about. And this is quite an exciting day because at 11:05, put this in your palm pile today, 11:05, we have a guest. Now we don't really have a producer anymore. Now that Dave just left that chair and came into here,
right?
I have a question.
How was your vacation in California, by the way?
It's not a vacation.
Okay.
It was work for me, David.
Right, then don't bust me for being in this room.
And
I have a question.
Yes.
I wasn't informed of the guest.
Uh huh.
So this is going to be news to me as you announce it to everyone else.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to do my proper research. You see, for this guest.
Uh huh. Well, I mean it's. Is a guy that we can just have fun with. I talked to him last week. He wants to come on. He's famous, so you're going to know. You're going to be able to talk to him.
McKay?
No. Rick James, the father of funk.
He passed yesterday.
Oh.
You know what I...
Well...
You know that he and Richard were good friends, Richard Hunter?
You can delete that out of your palm pot. They weren't good friends. Dr. Richard Hunter stalked him the same way he does every... Richard Hunter, maybe even as much as Norm, is a fame sniffer.
Well, I don't deny that, but they formed some form of relationship. I mean, you know, Rick came into town...
Yeah, they shared women. That's what it's called.
But Richard was really tore up yesterday. He came on the show because it broke during our show, and...
Yeah, he basically eulogized Rick James on.
Yeah, did you hear that?
Yeah. Was it quivering big dick?
He was pretty tore up.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
He was tore up.
Count that.
Well, because they were coming out, obviously. I'm teasing. They're out in L.A. now. They drove.
Uh-huh.
Or they started to drive. They're on their way.
Oh, I'm sure he'll mind the funeral for all it's worth then.
Oh, he will. But Rick was supposed to, be his bit guy for the week at Cowboy Camp. He was going to go ask questions to some of the players. And I guess he agreed to do that. But now I guess he should go to his funeral and stuff. But, yeah, he'll milk that funeral.
Oh, gosh, big time. I was the closest of personal friends.
You know what?
Well, I mean, Rick James dead at 56 is a good 10 years longer than he
exactly.
should have made it.
Exactly. I mean, when I heard that, Turley called me, and they were in contact with his people. He has a caretaker, or had a caretaker. And Turley called, I guess, and was like, hey, we're just making sure that Rick's still on, and the caretaker's like, he's dead. He just died. Like, what?
Like, Turley got a hold of the caretaker the moment she found the body?
No, it wasn't like, well, hang on, let me go get Rick. He's dead. Come here, Turley. Get here quick. Come here, Turley. I need you. Come for dead body. I don't think it actually happened that way.
Oh.
But when I heard it, when he told me that, he was like, man, Rick James is dead. I was like, really? But then I was like, well, Rick James. I mean, the guy, I think he snorted more cocaine than any rock star in the history of rock.
I know.
And smoked crack. I mean, he was like hardcore every day for a long time.
It was a party every day for Rick James. It was imprisoning women. Remember, he imprisoned that woman. He and his girlfriend imprisoned some woman, sexually tortured her,
and burned her with a crack pipe. That's pretty full throttle.
Allegedly.
No, he served time for that.
Allegedly.
But no, he did serve time for that.
Oh.
But he cleaned his life up, and he was a good man.
Oh. But the funny part is...
Just wait 6 weeks for the toxicology results to come in before you...
Yeah, they say he died of natural causes, heart attack or whatever. But, come on. But would it shock you if today Keith Richards died? Same thing.
No, wouldn't shock me.
Yeah. Same type of thing. Although I don't think Keith has abused his body as much as...
Really? You don't think so?
No, I don't. I don't think Keith Richards was smoking crack every day for 10 years.
He's probably doing heroin. He says he still likes to do heroin.
Every now and then.
A moderate amount of heroin usage.
Right. Everything in moderation.
And Rick James had been clean for 2 years, according to him.
According to his best friend?
Right, according to Richard. But at the same time, like, he came into town and went out and he would drink and smoke weed.
Well, that's not clean then, is it?
Technically, no, but clean from crack.
Yeah, there's degrees of clean.
Yeah.
But still, you would think if
you're
a
crackhead and you don't do crack, then you're clean.
If you're a chronic crack smoker, the last thing you want to do is get drunk. Because
then you're going to want to do crack.
Right.
Because it's a gateway drug.
Crack?
No, alcohol. Yeah, but after he finished with crack, he started drinking and smoking weed. So crack was the gateway drug.
Yeah. You know, there was a lot of girls in college I knew who, like, were...
Did him?
No. Who were petrified of weed, but they would, like, take X all the time. Oh, I'm not smoking weed, no. Or they'd do coke or something like that. How? Look,
weed back then was seen more of a loser drug.
Back then?
Yeah. Now it's totally acceptable. And there's some people that are only into those designer drugs or those white-collar drugs. Man, why would you ever mess with cocaine? I've never done cocaine.
Cocaine.
So it may be great, and I may not know what I'm talking about, but I was always too scared. You know, people always complain about the drug education. That didn't work. It worked on me. It worked on me. I was scared to death of cocaine the way they...
Well, have you ever seen a guy do it? Or it's pretty scary.
I've seen people do it,
That's weird.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah. Oh, God, I feel alive. Come here.
Yes, it's... I was scared of cocaine because of... I don't know whether it was educational films or just seeing Bright Lights, Big City or something. But just... The whole idea, if you give me the stats on the drug, okay, you do this drug, you're going to feel great for like 15, 20 minutes. Then you have to do it again. And then you go even further down after that. And then, you know, you have to keep it up. And, of course, your heart, it stresses your heart out tremendously. And then you get nosebleeds.
Yeah,
and you
burn through your nose.
And you burn through your nose, and you got blood all coming down in the front of your mouth, and but you're laughing at everyone at a party.
What? Why is everyone looking at me? There's a guy that owned a pizza place in Fort Worth, like we used to live right by campus. Yes. And the guy who owned the pizza joint was just a known, just hardcore cokehead. And he loved to, like, it had
put
a huge patio.
A
it had a huge patio. It was a great place.
He put Coke in the buttercup of the pepperonis, the cooked pepperonis.
Eat this! And so he'd love to cook pizza. And just be all wasted.
So he would, like, even after the store would close, he'd just be cooking pizzas all night.
And he loved to, you know, personally deliver them out. He didn't like the waiter to come out. He'd come bring the pizza out, you know, and just eat it. I love this pizza, man. I made it just for you. So one time he comes out, and his nose, and he didn't know it, was bleeding so bad. And he had this pizza.
His little chef hat.
Who had a pepperoni? You know, and we're going
to
look at
it. No one would claim
it. We're like...
Just dripping down his chin.
We're like, dude. Oh, God.
Your nose is having a period. Or how do you... I don't know how you...
It's
bleeding.
Yeah. Yeah. That's okay. Yeah. Okay. Funny. That was funny. Your nose is having a period.
Having a nose period. I was playing tackle football one time, and this guy landed on top of me, and I got the biggest nose period.
Gross.
You know, I never had that. I knew people, they were like friends in junior high, and they just have chronic nosebleeds and stuff. I got my nose. Such a sign of poor health.
I got my nose broken, and it bled like a pig. I mean, like a stuck pig.
Yeah, but that's broken nose. I'm talking about people who
bloody nose.
They just be sitting there in class, and all of a sudden, a trickle of blood starts coming out of one nostril, and you're like, "Hey, John, look at your nose is bleeding." Oh gosh, okay. And for the rest of the class, they're sitting there with Kleenex in their nose, with their head back,
just anemic.
Yeah. So unlovable by the Lord. All right, so it's 10:33 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket coming up next, Drug Talk.
This is Kevin Scott. Join me and Rich Phillips later on this afternoon for Ticket Sports Saturday. We'll start off at 1:15 with some local college football with the coach of the TCU Horned Frogs, Gary Patterson, and then at 2 o'clock, the coach of the SMU Mustangs, Phil Bennett. The Rangers take the field in Baltimore at 3:30, and we will bring you the highlights and the happenings from that throughout the afternoon. That's all from noon to 6 today on Ticket Sports Saturday.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. 10 years of telling it like it is, telling it to your face, hot sports opinions on every player, every coach, and every team in town. You can count on The Ticket for breaking sports news first guaranteed with Ticket Tickers at 10, 30, and 50. Listen all day, every day as our local guys go about solving DFW sports problems. We're not just passing on a coastal network feed, and we're not in any team or owner's back pocket. The sports talk is live and local and revolves around you, the good, strong D1.
E-Break Classics.
We're assuming that you know where 377 is and you can get there. Well, do so as best you can and look for Papa G's, which is
right behind a FINA station. The only FINA station. You'll see it. Right on the east side of the road, east side of 377.
Now, what is that, Big Jim's Pizza over there?
I believe there is.
Jim's?
Yeah,
Mr.
Believe,
Jim's?
Yeah, that.
Or Big Jim's?
And a FINA station.
All right, look for Mr. Jim's and a pizza station, and then Papa G's is tucked away. What did I say?
Well, it is a pizza station, Expo.
All right, look for Mr. Jim's pizza.
Look for Mr. Pizza.
Look for Mr. Jim's and a FUPA station, and Papa G's is tucked away back there. Did I say FUPA station?
Yeah, you did.
FINA station.
All right, look for Mr. Jim's and a FINA station, and Papa G's is tucked away back there behind all that.
Mr. Moopa.
Behind the FUPA.
Look for Mr. Moopa.
How do Norwich tankless water heaters work?
Norwich water heaters work on demand. They only heat water when necessary. When a hot water fixture is open or a hot water is required by an appliance, the heater will sense the demand and heat water accordingly.
What's the difference between a storage tank water heater and a tankless water heater?
Tank water heaters store and heat water at all times, thus incurring higher operating costs, whereas tankless water heaters only heat water as needed. In addition, tank heaters have a limited supply of hot water, while tankless heaters provide an unlimited supply of hot water.
How much money can be saved if a Norwich tankless water heater is used in place of a storage tank?
The California Energy Commission estimates that a water heater uses approximately 25% of all energy consumed by any household. Using a Norwich tankless water heater will allow a home to use up to 50% less energy for water heating, which can cost up to hundreds of dollars per year. Now that you know the facts, log on to NorwichAmerica.com for info on how you can own your own Norwich. That's NORITZAmerica.com. Norwich. Always hot. Family fun for the P1 is what Adventure Landing in Dallas is all about. If you've never been to Adventure Landing, you don't know what you're missing. Experience the thrill of an IndyCar race on the Adventure Landing go-kart track. Then head over to the batting cages and try your hand at softball or baseball. Or take a swing on any one of the three miniature golf courses. Adventure Landing has an action-packed game room and a laser tag arena. Great food and prizes are always part of the fun. And it's affordably priced. Break out of the routine. Get over to Adventure Landing in Dallas today, located at 177 17 Coit Road, just off the George Bush Turnpike. For more information, call 972-248-4653. Hey, P1, don't miss the P1 go-kart race on Saturday, July 31st. You can win huge prizes, such as Texas Motor Speedway passes, sports equipment, gift certificates to Fogo de Chão, and much more. No additional fees apply. Call 972-248-4653 for more details. Adventure Landing, it's family fun. Fun for the P1.
1-800-NEW-TIRE. 1-800-NEW-TIRE. And
welcome to Mr. Sudsy Car Wash. You want the Super Sudsy Deluxe? Hey, is that TV back there?
Yeah.
Like real TV?
Service from DirecTV.
No way.
Yeah, over 125 channels. It's called TrackVision.
TrackVision, huh? Pretty slick.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, you mind turning on the game? I want to get the score.
Sure.
Hey, Jimmy, they got satellite TV in the back seat.
No way. Guys.
Hey, we need to show Fred. Hey, Fred!
But my car wash.
Check it out, satellite TV.
Now you can hit the road with the same TV you enjoy at home. Over 125 channels of DirecTV service. Brought to you by TrackVision A5 from KVH Industries, the leader in making TV as mobile as you are. Visit TRACVision.com. TrackVision, DirecTV service to go. DirecTV service packages for your car differ from standard home packages. Please visit your local dealer for more details.
See TrackVision A5 at JR's of Irving, Woody's Car Stereo in Fort Worth, Hawk Electronics throughout the Metroplex, and any Tweeter Hi-Fi store in your area.
The Ticket.
The Texas Rangers, who sit one half game back of the A's in the American League West today, throw 36-year-old right-hander Scott Erickson against his former club, the Baltimore Orioles. Erickson, who was acquired from the Mets last week before the trade deadline, looks to snap Baltimore's four-game home winning streak at Camden Yards. And today at 3:35, he will face off against the 8-7 Rodrigo Lopez. In other baseball news, Chicago Cubs right-hander Greg Maddux, who is stuck on 299 career wins, looks to become the 22nd 300-game winner in Major League history later this afternoon. He faces off against Barry Bonds and the San Francisco Giants at SBC Park. Cowboys camp continues to roll on with 2-a-days in Oxnard, and head coach Bill Parcells says his offensive line is nowhere near being ready for the season.
You got to teach them what you know. Try to give them a little ammunition. Right now, their heads in a maze. They got the whole new offense in, 5 or 6 protections they're trying to learn. They're just, they're just chasing cars.
Remember, you can hear the Tuna give his daily press conference today at 1:30 during Ticket Sports Saturday. And the Los Angeles Lakers are keeping busy this offseason as they trade point guard Gary Payton, Rick Fox, and first-round pick to the Boston Celtics for Chucky Atkins, Chris Mim, and Marcus Banks, and a second-round pick. This ticket ticker, a service of Carfax. Remember that accident on 6:35 this morning? Don't end up buying that car. Ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report now with a buyback guarantee or visit carfax.com for details. Our next ticket ticker comes your way at 10:50, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturdays 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Bob's Steak and Chop House likes baseball and bad radio. Listen every Wednesday at 2:10 as Bob and Dan talk baseball with Evan Grant of the Dallas Morning News on Sports Radio 1310.
10:40 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant with David Lane, Gordon Keith, and Corby Davidson. Drugs you're scared of. Okay, you're always too scared of cocaine because we grew up in the 80s and heard too many cautionary tales. And then it was the early to mid-90s when heroin got popular. Did heroin scare anybody?
Oh, yeah.
Heroin scared the hell out of me. The word heroin when I was growing up was like the most hardcore word there was. The word was just, man, heroin, that's when you are at the very end.
Well, and just the visual of tying yourself off and using a needle.
And then, I always associated heroin with, that's the dirt end of the drug use. And then it became real popular in the suburbs and the affluent areas. Heroin. And the other one, heroin, cocaine, these are the ones that held at least the most word value to me, the most loaded words with association. It was heroin, cocaine,
acid?
No. Angel dust.
That freaked me out.
Anybody who was on PCP or angel dust, that was always the one that, why would anyone take that? All you do is cook babies and jump off buildings.
Right. You always jump off buildings.
Always.
Normally a school building if you're in high school.
Uh-huh.
And then you look down and the principal's screaming and the teachers are screaming and the guy's just sitting up there with this dead stare on his face and like, no, don't jump, Timmy, don't jump. He's like, but I can fly. You always think you can fly.
Right, that's why they call it angel dust. You think you're an angel, you can fly. So that was always just right out.
And wasn't there there was an after-school special on angel dust, a bunch of them. It must have been so big in the 70s.
That they, in the 80s, they were peppering us with those.
Yeah, or I remember even watching that stuff like in the late 70s when like a third and fourth grader, when they're trying to just scare the hell out of you with drug talk.
We need to produce more anti-Angel Dust films.
Angel Dust. And Scott Baio was always in them.
All right, what about you, Dave? Were you scared of any drugs growing up? Yeah, definitely the ones that you mentioned. I always had drug confusion, though. I never knew, like, PCP and Angel Dust was the same thing. And I always got confused about, you know, meth and
all. Well, heck, I wasn't around.
I'm confused about meth now because it goes by about a million different names.
Was meth like, around in like the 70s?
Okay, tell me if all these are the same thing, Corby, since you take all these. Okay, crank, crystal, ice, meth.
No idea.
Speed.
I don't know.
Aren't all those the same thing?
I don't have any clue. I think crank and crystal meth are the same thing. I think.
Okay, so crank, crystal, meth, and speed are all the same thing, right?
I don't know. I thought speed was just like a little pill that truckers took.
Yeah, but that's crystal meth.
No, it's not.
Or crank.
Different forms. Some you smoke.
Some you ingest.
Yeah.
Well, you ingest them no matter what.
Well, orally.
No.
Hey.
So do you know the answers to this, Greg?
Or Jason?
Jason?
What did you just call him?
I call him Greg.
Greg.
Oh, Greg's the promo guy that looks like him.
Only much bigger.
Yeah, only much, much bigger.
Way bigger.
Twice as big.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know all the answers, but, you know, different forms of it are called different things, like crystal meth. You know, some of you might smoke it, and then speed might be a pill. And
but it's all the same.
But
it's methamphetamine,
what is the stuff that you put on a piece of tinfoil and heat it, and then you suck it through a tube to smoke, like a straw?
That's meth.
That could be, you know, you can do freebase cocaine the same way.
Yeah. I saw kids at a Radiohead show doing that. With a little piece of tinfoil, and they put
a little rock there, and then
and they were lighting it underneath.
That is creepy.
I didn't know what they were doing. I was drug idiot. Hey, and
but isn't that weird looking?
It's crazy.
You know what? When there's too many props
involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just gets, you know, like the rig. Like you were saying, tying yourself off. When you have to use machinery.
Yeah.
Something's wrong.
Hey, and that's you know, here I am at the age, you know, in my 30s, and I watched that crystal meth show on HBO.
That's what, okay.
And that scared the hell out of me from ever getting near crystal meth.
How about the picture of that woman who was reasonably attractive?
They did a time lapse?
Yes. Like it was
all
like,
of her arrest photos over the course of like 5 years.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And she just slowly, it looked like the old time progression of a decaying animal, you know?
Starts sinking in.
Why does that make your face sink?
Because you stop eating. You have no nutrition. Because all you want to do is just do drugs. And so you just start starving yourself. It's just so evil.
Boy, it is, man.
And that's why I don't understand why people get involved with things like that.
All right, is there anyone out there, though, that does that? Like that meth stuff? Like you saw on that show?
See, now on that show, those people were claiming, look, you start doing meth,
you cannot
stop.
Okay, that's what I'm asking. Is there someone out there who goes to work every day?
That's right.
And then comes home and does that?
That's right. Leads a normal life?
Yeah, that can get away with it? Or is that like, is that all you think? I mean, are they lying to us? Is it some sort of propaganda? Or is it something like, you know, because I'm sure when you were growing up, you thought, God, people who smoke pot, I mean, they're just crazy.
Right. You can't be a responsible
and now,
society.
I mean, now look at them.
And
I
now,
mean,
how much are you making now, Corby? I mean, you're doing pretty well.
Stop it. You know what I'm saying? Are people who drink, you know, excessively?
You've dared the ticket to test you, right?
Is that Jesus smoked?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you say it, too?
Say what?
Search for
Jesus
him.
Jesus smokes pot.
What is that from?
I don't know. You were talking about...
You were quoting him.
You were talking about a Bible verse that was one of your favorites.
No, I was not. I'm going to clean out the Inco. There's several sacrilegious drops that I can't believe I even said them in any context that are in there. That's another thing that I'm weirdly superstitious about. I don't like to be
taunting the Lord.
Well, yeah, I don't like to taunt Buddha or Jesus or God or Vishnu. I'll make a few Vishnu jokes from time to time. But, because what if that's the one?
Buddha's cool. He's not going to do anything. Now, Jesus, though, he's listening.
You think so?
Yes.
On 1700?
Yes.
Yeah, so...
But I honestly want to know if there is that human out there that can get away with doing that.
That or casually uses...
Like, hardcore stuff. There's people that get away with doing coke.
Well, they probably...
Obviously.
Can you casually use heroin?
I don't know.
I think it's possible, but I think that you can only casually use for so long.
Heroin?
I think you casually use and you think...
Well, yeah, it's
a progression. You think you've got it under control, and then within, a couple years...
I mean, is there a guy that does it once a month?
Probably strung out.
Once a month and, has a good time?
Well, okay,
and
think about it. It's like it's probably the same as the alcoholic, except they're destined to become the alcoholic in this example. They start off and they just drink on weekends with friends, and they notice, on a Wednesday it seems like they'll drink in the middle of the week with friends. And then they're looking for an excuse to go out every night with friends, and then their friends aren't even getting with them, and so they progress to that point.
And then you have whiskey on your nightstand.
Yeah, but when they're drinking just on the weekends with their friends, they're thinking, yeah, I can do it casually. Same way with a meth guy. They start off just doing it, maybe I've done it once or twice a year, and then they fall in with a group of friends that do it more frequently, and then it starts more
That's
and more.
That's the thing. If you run, your buddies all do that, if you're running around with the meth crowd...
Yeah.
I don't even know that crowd exists.
Oh, yes, it does.
Just not in Interlaken.
I mean, white people?
Yeah. Yeah, I think meth is a white drug, isn't it, basically?
It's a total white trash drug.
Yeah.
Total white trash.
So you just, you meet one wrong friend, next thing you know, every
that
day
show,
you're chasing the dragon.
That show was really interesting, though, on HBO, because it was like a small town in Iowa. And whoever the dealer was, it was like one dealer who kind of threw it around the high schools and gave them a little taste of it, And then, 6 months later, half the town's hooked on it.
Isn't that great?
Because this dealer's you just move from town to town.
And get the
small
whole town
Small town to small town. You give them free stuff, And like, yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jason. You're on Sports Radio 13. Send the ticket.
Hey, yeah, I'm originally from Iowa. Lived there till I was 25. And I left right when that meth was making it big. It was just starting out. The reason it was like that is it was half the price of coke. So this stuff you're talking about, the majority of people use that. It is just a weekend drug.
Uh-huh.
Not everyone gets hooked on it.
Okay. All right, thanks for the insight.
All right, well, maybe I'll do it tonight.
Miller, you're on Sports Radio 13, send the ticket.
Brent.
Yeah, Craig.
Hey, Gordon, this is your former drummer /...
Oh, this is a cop.
Yeah.
So you may have some insight into this.
I have some insight for you.
Hey, by the way, I need you to call me. There is a... I need you to do something for me.
He needs you to kill someone for
me. So call me after the show.
Under the table stuff?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. The meth thing. It's speed, crank, crystal, all that stuff, amphetamine. It's all basically the same thing. Produced by usually people south of the border and shipped over, but it's... I don't know about the weekend use like that guy just said. Once you've tried it a few times, you're hooked. And those people, you can look at them and see. It's all white trash, by the way, like you said, Corby. You can see. I can just look at someone and say that's a person addicted to meth because they're paranoid. They're looking behind them all the time. They're real jittery. And that's when someone has been using it for a pretty long time. But it's really bad stuff. And it started out west with... the Hell's Angels folks, they call it crank originally because they used to carry it in their crank cases of their motorcycles to conceal it from law enforcement. And then it started making its way eastward. It's come over Texas and, straight up and down the United States. Iowa and like that guy was talking about, Kansas City, Missouri, and those areas are just getting annihilated by it. Just to clean up from one of those labs is several thousand dollars, and DEA labs have to come out and... It's a,
what do you do? What do cops do with all those seized drugs? You burn them?
Our city takes them to a lead smelter and burns them out in the country. I had to go do that once. We have to escort them out there, obviously, because we got pounds and pounds of all kinds of drugs.
So if you stand downwind of the smelter, are you going to get totally messed up?
Good choice. Good chance of that.
I tried it, but I didn't get
I tried it. All right, we're running late on time. I'll see you, Chip.
All righty, see you.
Okay. All right, 214-787-1310 is our telephone number. It's 1052 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Welcome to Kemp, California.
This is Bill Parcells' team.
Carter, cut. The Cowboys continue on.
I just know that I'm saddened by this turn of events. That's it. I really am.
This is Bill Parcells' team.
You know, I like these kids. I have a good relationship with them.
Everything is run to Bill Parcells' liking.
That's just the way it is.
And you get on the Parcells' page, or you get off the page. One or the other.
Cowboys Training Camp 2000.
You're listening to the Ticket Speed Break Classic.
One nurse was quoted as saying, "Ain't nothing wrong with his ass." Wow. That's a medical.
Yeah, why?
Diagnose what's wrong with him? That's a nurse.
First of all, if you speak that way, you shouldn't be allowed to be a nurse.
Mm-hmm. Nurse Ratchet?
I'm getting the look from Fernando for turning off the music.
So sorry, Jer.
Was Nurse Ratched really streetwise with that kind of lingo? I don't remember her being that way.
No, I don't get the joke.
No?
Not
really either.
Sorry, Junior.
Well, it's a Fernando joke.
Go to hell, Jer.
Now, we all know that ain't is improper.
Maybe I ought to have the Fernando joke of the week.
It should be, it isn't.
You know what's the funniest thing about that? When he issues a bad line and we lay out, then you hear his heavy breathing.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry to you.
Family fun for the P1 is what Adventure Landing in Dallas is all about. If you've never been to Adventure Landing, you don't know what you're missing. Experience the thrill of an IndyCar race on the Adventure Landing go-kart track. Then head over to the batting cages and try your hand at softball or baseball. Or take a swing on any one of the three miniature golf courses. Adventure Landing has an action-packed game room and a laser tag arena. Great food and prizes are always part of the fun. And it's affordably priced. Break out of the routine. Get over to Adventure Landing in Dallas today, located at 17717 Coit Road, just off the George Bush Turnpike. For more information, call 972-248-4653. Hey, P1s, don't miss the P1 go-kart race on Saturday, July 31st. You can win huge prizes, such as Texas Motor Speedway passes, sports equipment, gift certificates to Fogo de Chão, and much more. No additional fees apply. Call 972-248-4653 for more details. Adventure Landing, it's family fun. Fun for the P1.
Your new home.
Horizon Homes from the 110s. Solid design, solid reputation.
Now that I'm a senior, can I switch to AT&T Wireless? Walking around with lame signal bars is tough.
Tough? You call that tough? Why, when I was your age, I had to walk to a phone booth to make calls. Uphill, both ways!
Send them back to school with GSM America from AT&T Wireless. With double the coverage and improved signal strength, it's our best network ever.
But if we both sign up, we can call each other for free.
Free? In my day, calls cost a dime. That's right, a whole dime!
Right now, add extra lines for $9.99 a month each. You'll get free calling to all other AT&T Wireless customers and no roaming charges coast to coast. All when you sign up for a qualified GSM America National Plan.
Thanks, Dad. Our strong signal bars sure look good.
Strong? Why, when I was your age, I could rip a phone book in half. And half! Things were different back then.
To get started, stop by a store or call 1-800-SWITCH-ME. How many bars do you have?
All with a GSM America $59.99 national plan with 2-year agreement. Requires compatible GSM device, $36 activation, 2 lines per account, $175 early termination fees, OAC. Free calling available from our own network. Coverage includes owned and roam areas, $1.75 monthly regulatory programs, fee and other charges and restrictions per line apply.
Dallas Fort Worth's ticket. Ticket, ticket.
The Dallas Stars missed out on signing third all-time NHL goal scorer Brett Hull yesterday as Hull inked a 2-year deal with the Phoenix Coyotes. The deal is reportedly worth $2.25 million per year, and the main reason Dallas failed to sign Hull is that they were only offering a 1-year contract. And if there is an NHL next season, the Stars will open against Hull and the Coyotes in Phoenix. The Texas Rangers are 3-1 on this current 7-game road trip, but they stumbled last night, losing 9-1 to the Baltimore Orioles. Nick Ruggiero struggled, lasting only an inning and a third, allowing 4 runs and 5 walks. And manager Buck Showalter talks about Nick's poor outing.
I just had command issues. You can never really get in sync there. I get a couple close pitches to the first hitter, and after that it snowballed.
Today at 3:35, right-hander Scott Erickson makes his Ranger debut against his former club, and you can see that one on Fox Sports Net. And UT running back Cedric Benson pleaded no contest to a criminal trespassing misdemeanor yesterday and was sentenced to 8 days in jail. Benson arrived at jail Friday.
But due to crowded jails and good behavior, the Heisman candidate was released and might not face any jail time. Our next ticket ticker comes your way at 11:10, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturdays, 10 to noon, on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. If you live in a glass house, please get dressed in the basement.
It's 10:58 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Who turn it up?
By the way, they just showed... It's a great song. It's my favorite Journey song.
This one is? This is their first big hit with Steve Perry.
Far, in a way, my favorite Journey song.
Oh, they've had a lot of great songs.
They just showed the... I don't know why they showed this. Predator's out on DVD.
Predator
on DVD. And they showed the big...
Decaffeinated?
They showed the big gun that we were talking about. That
Jesse Ventura.
Yeah, the helicopter gun.
Are you going to go see Alien versus Predator?
No, I'm not.
Hey, I was saying this in California when we were vacationing out there recently. That first Predator movie was really good.
Something
Did anyone see
it?
That?
Oh, yeah. Nothing wrong with that movie.
I saw it, but I don't really remember it.
It's good.
It was good.
It was well. And you look back on it, the special effects for when it was.
Right.
What, mid-80s, late 80s? Not bad.
It was really good, I thought. And
the invisible Predator.
Yeah, that he had that, he could make himself invisible, you know, cloak himself. But it had more of a pixelated look when he was running through the forest.
I mean, call me crazy, but wouldn't Alien be able to beat Predator from the movie?
You want to put money on it? I'll take Predator.
As to who wins?
Yeah.
I'm assuming that they're both going to be killed by the humans.
You think?
Because the little tagline for the movie is, whoever wins, we lose. Alien versus Predator.
Jeez.
I've got $10 on Predator.
I don't know. I don't think Predator can win that.
All right, so back to Rick James. As we continue our drug seminar here. Two sources said Rick James was back to his partying ways as of last week when he was spotted doing cocaine at a party.
Where are you seeing this?
Mr. Showbiz?
Shut that down 4 years ago, Dave.
Yeah.
E! Online.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, does it surprise you?
He was clean living.
He was had totally cleaned up his life.
Quit talking about my best friend.
Oh, I grew up with him. He did it to elementary school.
God.
Ooh. So, yeah,
Well, Richard said that it was a daily struggle. Like, every day he woke up and thought about doing that. Now, does that want to lead you into trying something like that? To smoking crack?
No.
If you think about waking
up... What a torturous
existence. I don't think about doing something...
Smoking weed every day?
I don't think about anything once a day, except going to the bathroom.
All right. Okay, so what is it? It's mainly when you're younger, right? And so that you want to try drugs then? Because you want to see what it's about?
I don't think a lot of 50, 60-year-olds just start trying drugs.
Right. So if you can just get past that crucial teens and 20s, right?
I don't know. I think there's probably plenty of dudes in their midlife crisis that probably try coke for the first time in their, you know, 40s or whatever.
See, but this is where the drug education is work. I am genuinely scared to start doing drugs. Because I think, well, I basically enjoy my life now. And yes, those drugs may make me feel really good and I may really enjoy them. But I'm scared that what if I'm one of those guys who, you know, starts decomposing on camera.
That's why you just need to do prescription drugs.
Yeah. The Rush Limbaugh program. All right, we have tons of people who want to talk about
this. Take this Jim guy.
Which one is he?
Three.
Which line?
Three.
Okay. Hi, Jim. You're on the ticket.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you?
Hello.
Oh, I'm doing fine. And you guys?
Doing well.
You were speaking of the crystal meth, and I guess maybe I don't fit the profile. I'm 50 years old. I own a business, turns a million and a half a year in sales, and I found myself now in about the seventh year in a downward spiral and can't get out. And this drug is more...
Now, wait, you're saying that you started using meth 7 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And why? You just casually?
I started my business about then. And a struggling small business that's really undercapitalized, you got your hands on every day. You're going to keep your eye on every dime around.
All right, so...
And so for recreation, you started using meth?
I started using it just so I could continue and keep working.
Oh, okay.
You'd like to stay awake and work?
Well, use it to keep up with the business.
Well, doesn't that cloud your judgment?
At first, it wasn't. Then I think maybe after a while you start kidding yourself. But now, in retrospect, yeah, it's cost me more than I'll ever get back.
Well, so where are you now in that
everyday thing?
You do it every day?
Every day.
So are you trying to kick it, or have you resigned yourself to the fact that you can't?
That's the perplexing situation. You know you want out. But you go a day or so without it, I mean, you start getting just down.
So when was the last time you went a day without it?
Oh, I've gone a couple of times in about 3 or 4 days. In fact, a little less than a year ago, I'd made it almost 3-4 weeks. First time I had a drink, boom.
Went straight to it?
Oh, yeah.
So are you in a position where you can't go to rehab because you can't leave the business, or you have family that would, you know, freak out?
Exactly.
So does your family know that you use this?
Some members do. And see, here's another thing. Recently divorced. Where do you think that might have come from?
Right.
And
I bet you it was the meth.
You think?
Yeah, okay, that's what he was getting at, Corby.
Oh.
Corby's pretty sharp, isn't he?
Yeah.
But there are people that I deal with constantly that, building owners.
Wait, did your buddies get you into it?
That was the source.
Your point that you were about to finish was that you meet a lot of people who are the same as you?
And some. I think the general public and society doesn't realize how much this drug has infiltrated us. I mean, I know successful businessmen that make far more than I do. They're in the same boat.
Huh. I mean, when was the last time you did it? Last night or this morning?
Oh, about 30 minutes ago.
What does it make you feel like?
Well, it's, you know, it's sad, but it's like having a cup of coffee in the morning.
It just wakes you up?
Gets you going.
And so it's like that caffeine buzz, but it's just way more intense, or what?
Exactly.
Does it make you feel happy, or like, powerful, or just...
Well, it's like, God, I got to face the day, and then you, I hate to say it, sounds pretty trashy, but you hit the pipe.
Uh-huh.
All of a sudden, okay, let's all right, what do we got to do here? What do we got to do here?
Just wires you up?
Start to focus down and really get after where you're...
So is it true that, like, you can disassemble a television and put it all back together? You're so freaked out or whatever? You're so focused?
Not at all. I mean, if you really want to pay attention to what's going on, you're losing your focus.
What were they calling that? What'd they call that on the show that I saw? Like, were you up for...
Yeah.
Probably ice.
No, not the drug. Like,
it was
tweaking?
Tweaking, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What is that?
Okay, so you could probably tell us. Do you know what tweaking is?
Well, you're just hopped up. You're after it.
Yeah.
You know, that's a slang term for what you're using.
Right. Okay, now, all the different terminology, what all is the same drug? Crystal meth is the same, obviously, as meth, and speed is also meth, correct?
Well, it's all different forms. You got your prescription. I mean, years ago, I think, I can't remember the name of it, the pills that were going around, you could go see a diet doctor and get them. Yeah, I went to that phase and left it. But what's happening now in the drug out there now that's really becoming used a lot is what they call ice.
Uh-huh. What is that?
A stronger form of methamphetamine.
Now, when you do this, is it the same every time, or do you ever have, you know, when you're tweaking, is that like a bad trip?
There's not necessarily a bad trip. I mean, you can start doing too much. And, you know, then you start showing the physical effects of it. For me, I haven't lost a pound.
Mm-hmm.
I make sure and eat and take care of myself and all of that. And I guess my makeup is it doesn't affect me as much as other people as far as their diet.
What does it cost you a day?
Oh, I'd say about $70 a day.
God.
Yeah.
A day?
A day.
Think about all that money.
Yeah, you try not to.
Well, gosh,
so what are you going to do? What's your ultimate idea here?
That's the situation. You get yourself into a corner, and you start thinking, I want to stop. I need to stop. I mean, I'm killing myself. I'm becoming someone I don't want to be. And then all of a sudden, you're so far down. You know, you've got to, for me, it's the business is in a, through the divorce, I'm in a situation where we need to turn some money, make some good money. And things have been happening that way. But if I go out, check out, and go into a rehab for a month or two, I can forget the business.
You don't have anybody that can caretake it for a while? You can just say, I need to get out of town?
Dude, you realize, you know, you're worried about cash flow and whatever, and you're spending roughly $25,000 a year on meth?
Yeah, but the guy can't quit, though, Corby. The thing is,
I realize,
and ultimately Jim's going to make the decision, you know, so what if the business goes away? It's going to go away when you die anyway, and you're going to die as a result of this stuff.
When do you decide how much success is enough?
Right.
And when your life is worth more than that?
Right. And you haven't had any legal problems as a result of the meth, have you?
No.
See, you need to get out of this before you get busted.
You're pushing your luck on several fronts right now.
Yeah.
So you need to go into rehab, forget the business, while you still don't have any conviction for drug use. That way you can get another job.
You don't have any friends or kids who can just caretake the business?
No, I'm working with some a gentleman now that is a bit aware of the situation and has gone through some of it himself and trying to get him educated enough and trustworthy enough
right.
where I can do it and still maintain something after I get through this fire.
Yeah.
But right now, you do the drug now for me, and I become depressed because I realize just how far it's gotten a hold of me.
Oh, man, that's just so... Well, listen, Jim, if you have our email addresses... Seriously, if you want to try to get some help, and we could use something we've got, Corby, power of the ticket, something to get you help, if you make that decision, man, email us. We'll help you out, because I want to see you get a hold of this thing.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, myself.
Gordon's right. Eventually, it'll get you.
Either that, or maybe, you know, when you quit, you can just hook Corby up.
Shut up.
Dave, come on. The guy's struggling with something here. All right, Jim, I'm
good
serious,
luck, man.
Get a hold of us if you want some help.
Thanks for your seriousness, gentlemen.
Okay, absolutely. All right, what do you think about that tale?
I guess it is possible to be a recreational user or a habitual user and kind of keep it together like him. But like you said, he knows that he needs to stop.
Right.
$25,000 a year.
$25,000 a year, doing it every day. That's how he wakes up. Unbelievable. It's 11:10 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
KTTK Dallas Fort Worth, KTDK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. The Ticket says this school year there should be no squid left behind. And to make sure that happens, we're stringing together the Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket Squid Supply Drive, benefiting Bowie Elementary in Oak Cliff. Beginning this Tuesday with Gentleman Miller live at Kroger, we'll be collecting school supplies at every Ticket Roadshow appearance up to and including Guys Night Out August 19th at Cape Buffalo. P1s who bring in school supply donations get free Dallas Burn tickets, and anyone who brings everything on the supply list will get a ticket t-shirt. The complete supply.
You're listening to E-Break Classic.
Reno's going to tell us if he knows what the schedule is here. I think. Or is he on the phone?
I'm not listening.
Hey, how many hockey jerseys do you have?
I have none. In your wardrobe.
I have none. I have a rugby jersey. I have an All Blacks from New Zealand rugby jersey. Uh-huh. I have an Australian rugby team.
That's the only All Black thing Norm has. I'm dumping that. I just dumped
Reno,
that.
That's
why?
Unbelievable.
Why did you dump that?
That's the name of the team, the All Blacks. That's the team. That's the name of the New Zealand team, the All Blacks.
Don't worry, we'll hear it next Friday.
Well, but the funny thing is, they're all white. Ethnically, they're all white, and they're named the All Blacks because they wear all black, basically.
Maybe the Cowboys should change their name then, Norm.
That's fake freedom. There's the end.
Hey, you, sitting there at the computer. Ever attempt to take a long, leisurely shower and run out of hot water just as you got all lathered up?
Well, cold showers are a thing of the past with Norit's tankless water heaters. Norit's tankless water heaters never run out of hot water. They're easy to install, eco-friendly, and energy efficient, so you can save money. The Norit's tankless water heater can save up to 50% per month in gas water heating bills. Go to NoritzAmerica.com and check it out. The compact design allows installation virtually anywhere, indoor or out. And Norit's is the number one tankless water heater in the world. Don't wait for your next cold shower. Go right now to NoritzAmerica.com and check out the full line of tankless gas water heaters. Norit's Corporation is shaping the future of heating water in the United States, and they're committed to providing top-of-the-line products and services to their communities. It's a tankless job, but somebody's got to do it. Go to NoritzAmerica.com and no more cold showers, unless you need one. Norit's tankless gas water heaters.
Family fun for the P1 is what Adventure Landing in Dallas is all about. If you've never been to Adventure Landing, you don't know what you're missing. Experience the thrill of an IndyCar race on the Adventure Landing go-kart track. Then head over to the batting cages and try your hand at softball or baseball. Or take a swing on any one of the three miniature golf courses. Adventure Landing has an action-packed game room and a laser tag arena. Great food and prizes are always part of the fun. And it's affordably priced. Break out of the routine. Get over to Adventure Landing in Dallas today, located at 177 17 Coit Road, just off the George Bush Turnpike. For more information, call 972-248-4653. Hey, P1s, don't miss the P1 go-kart race on Saturday, July 31st. You can win huge prizes, such as Texas Motor Speedway passes, sports equipment, gift certificates to Fogo de Chão, and much more. No additional fees apply. Call 972-248-4653 for more details. Adventure Landing, it's family fun. Fun for the P1.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket shock brand from HTH. Socket, the bacteria and algae.
At any area UPS store. For UPS store location, simply log on to the UPS store.
You'll earn valuable savings on other great products from Pepsi, Frito-Lay, and Tropicana. So stop by on the run today. Grab any two 20-ounce Pepsi products and play the Go for Two scratch-off game. Every game card includes a great offer, especially for people who are thirsty for a Pepsi or two.
How do we know people on the move love games they can't lose? Because at On the Run and Exxon, we're drivers too. Offer good at participating On the Run and Exxon locations through September 30th.
The Ticket. Ticket,
ticket. Quincy Carter was unexpectedly cut earlier this week by the Cowboys because he apparently failed a drug test. This Ticket Ticker brought to you by TexasLending.com. But now the NFL Players Association might file a grievance against the Cowboys if they cut Quincy Carter for breaking the league's substance abuse policy because the team cannot cut a player if he does so. Quincy's friend and former teammate Adrian Kasen says Carter is just now trying to move on.
He's just trying to focus on what's going to be his second move. I mean, he understands that whatever team he goes to is going to be some explaining to do, and he's just going to go from there.
Texas Rangers throw right-hander Scott Erickson against his former club as Lisa Guerrero's husband makes his Ranger debut. Texas will try to bounce back after losing the first game of a four-game set with the Orioles last night, 9-1. The Texas offense will try to get off the schneid as they face Rodrigo Lopez at 3:35 today on Fox Sports Net. In other baseball news, Arizona Diamondbacks CEO Jerry Colangelo was forced out by the four businessmen who are majority owners of the club and named former agent Jeff Morad to replace Colangelo. Currently, Arizona is the worst team in the majors with a 35-76 record. And the Lakers are staying busy this offseason. Yesterday, L.A. traded Gary Payton, Rick Fox, and a first-round pick to the Celtics for Chucky Atkins, Chris Mim, Marcus Banks, and a future second-round pick. Our next Ticket Ticker comes your way at 11:30, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass reminding you to remember the time you've been listening to The Rant, Saturdays, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Breaking sports news first guaranteed with a Ticket Ticker at 10, 30, and 50 past every hour on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's 11:17 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, do old 97.
I downloaded this the other day, and I haven't listened to it yet.
By the way, it got a really, really good review in, which I think is one of the greatest pieces of advertising ever. You can get in it, on the American Airlines magazine. What is it called? American Way?
Yeah.
Whatever? Big picture of them in there. Really good review.
Yeah, when I downloaded this off iTunes, it was like in the top five downloads on iTunes.
Really?
Yeah.
Turn this up.
So they have a new album.
Yeah, it just came out a couple weeks ago.
Well, yeah, I've heard this song a bunch of times somehow.
In my car.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Because we were doing the Rhett voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, the album is...
Why don't they switch lead singers and make Ken the lead singer?
He sings a song on the new record, and you bagged on it.
I mean, I'm all for Ken being the lead singer.
It's a good album. Drag It Up. In stores now. Matter of fact, it was released like last week, I think. Maybe two weeks ago.
Okay, before we move on from the drug
Let's
thing...
Let's move on.
We are.
We're done.
But I just wanted to make mention, Corby and I saw that drug documentary on HBO, and there was that gross woman who was a meth addict, who she would get all messed up and then go, and she had like this mattress up in the attic with that TV VCR combo,
and she'd diddle
up there, and she'd put on porn, and she was showing her sex toys to the camera and everything, and so she would get all messed up and she'd have sex with her son's friends, and then she kept talking about how she wanted to get off meth. Why, Corby?
You said the line. I'm not saying it.
Well, I'm not going to say it.
Say it in her voice.
Because eventually she knew that she would hook up with her son. That was going to be the end result of it all, when they're in just some big meth orgy and no one really knows who they are.
She would do meth with her son.
Right.
Which, I mean, it's a good educational tool.
She'd be getting busy with one of her son's friends, and then she'd just kind of move over to her son on accident, but not really.
So there's this story out of England. A mom faces jail time after she admitted to having love with her 18-year-old son.
Is this in the UK or England?
Yeah, this is in England. Sylvia Payne is her name. She's 45. Her son is 18.
Picture?
Son's name is Mark. They were lying on a bed when he suffered a panic attack. So she comforted him with a hug and, quote, one thing led to another, she said.
Huh.
Who turned her
in? Another member of the family found out and was so disgusted they alerted police. At first, Payne, who is a jobless mother of seven, denied the allegations, but she later admitted having full consensual with her teenage son. They arrived together for their hearing at court.
Oh, I thought you meant they arrived together at that special moment.
Stop it. The prosecutor says seems they were...
Oh, Mom!
Stop it. Says it seems they were in bed watching a video. Mark suffered a panic attack when she gave him a cuddle and comforted him, and then one thing led to another.
Maybe he faked the panic attack to seduce her.
And now, he's laying there just thinking, hug me.
Just give me one sign. The defense attorney said there's a lot that has gone on in terms of abusive behavior within the family.
You think?
And Mrs. Payne is perhaps as much a victim in this as anyone else.
Oh, well.
Huh. So you want to come over here and see a picture of them?
Yeah.
Both of them?
Yeah. There they are entering court.
Oh, my God!
He's like a normal...
You know who she looks like?
Yeah, he looks kind of hot.
He's
a normal, handsome young man.
You know who she looks like? You know the... you ever see the Goonies? The old lady and the mom and the Goonies or whatever? Not the mom. She was actually the mother of
Throw Mama from the Train?
Throw Mama from the Train lady, yes. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. All right. Since the P1...
Ellen! That lady.
Yes. Since the P1 doesn't know what we're talking about, let me...
You going to put it up on GordonKeith.com?
I'm going to try to, but for some reason my... Wait, how do I edit this in front page?
You know what? Let me forward DOS to you.
Thank you, Corby. There needs to be a way to do this.
Then you can boot up.
What the heck is going on?
Do it in the break.
Okay.
God.
I'll do it during the break.
All right.
Corby.
Oh.
Yeah, our...
Mary Kay Letourneau.
Yeah.
Speaking of child love.
Yeah. She's out of jail. And that kid is now 20? 21? She had two kids with him, both in jail. So, conjugal bigots?
What? The first one was conceived before she went to prison. The second one was conceived while she was in prison, right?
Uh-huh. On a conjugal bigot. So she now, if she, there's a court order, if she gets within 8 feet of him or whatever, then she goes back to jail.
Far off.
But the only thing...
She'll get pregnant again.
The only thing that can keep her from that is him going down to the court and...
But he wants to be with her.
I know. He's going to do away with that court order.
Well, he already has.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. He already has. He did away
against his parents' wishes, right? But he's an adult now, so he can do what he wants.
And his parents are raising these kids, and the kids are 7 and 6.
His parents are raising them?
Yeah.
And he says he's in love with this loser.
She's not that big of a loser.
She had 4 kids. She was married, and she hooked up with a 7-year-old.
13-year-old.
What is wrong with her?
I don't know. I mean, some 13-year-old boys are hot.
He wasn't. You see him?
God.
He was some kind of Asian, wasn't he?
Kind of Eskimo-y.
Ugh. An Eskimo Asian.
So now, are they going to move in together and stuff?
I'm assuming so. They can finally be together, and it can finally be legal.
And she's, what, 43?
I think he put an addition onto his igloo in anticipation of her getting out of prison.
He's not an Eskimo. He's like a islander of some kind.
I don't think Eskimos much live in igloos anymore.
Why not?
Oh, I think they do.
So we have that.
She was kind of cute in her day.
Kind of. Now she's real emaciated. She looks so gaunt and sick.
How old is she now?
43.
God, she's 22 years older than this kid?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I mean, at some point, he's got to wisen up and think, I can do so much better than this.
I'm not sure he can.
You don't think?
Okay, well, who's going to go out with him? He's got a 6 and a 7-year-old, and he's 20.
He can leave the kids with his parents and move to another city.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to work. His parents will be real happy with that.
He needs a new teacher. He needs to hook up with a new teacher.
Yeah, now's the time to hook up with a teacher.
She's used up.
At 20 or 21, yeah. Go to college.
She has 6 kids now.
Yeah. 6. And her other kids had to go visit her twice a year. In jail.
Had to?
I think the dad made him.
Why?
I think he
wanted distance so far from that.
I think he wanted them to keep their relationship with their mother.
That's crazy.
My kids would never see her again.
We would never speak of their mother again.
No. Would you?
We would move away, change our name.
No, you have to allow the mother.
Even if
what?
I'm trying to... If Suzanne left you for a 13-year-old?
Oh, that'd be so hot. talk about it some more.
I mean, he's totally 13, an Eskimo.
Jeez. Yeah, you would have to do that.
What, let your kids maintain a relationship?
Kids still love their parents. You don't understand. Kids still love their parents no matter what they do, almost.
Uh-uh. Not true.
Oh, they don't? Okay. Well, I may be wrong.
Not true at all. I know kids are in situations, you know, kids that are 17, 18 years old whose mothers did, you know, left their husbands or whatever and were addicts or what have you, and they won't speak to their mother.
Just total due to loving.
What? Total due to loving.
What? Hello? Hello?
Hello. My name is Ak, and I was calling to say that the proper term for Eskimo is Inuit.
That's right. That is correct.
I am an Inuit myself, and I actually did one point, don't laugh, but up in Antarctica, where my family lives close to Alaska, we lived in an igloo. They have a special reservation for Inuits.
Yeah.
And I had sex with large seals.
Okay, sir. The ticket.
Yeah, why do small business owners always tell you what how much revenue they make?
You know what? They do. You're right.
Why is that?
It's a million-dollar corporation. Because that gives you an idea of how big the business is or how small it is.
Well, thank you, Gordon. I love you.
Okay.
Punch my sack.
Do what now? Do what? Having fun. All right. 11:28 on the ticket.
Are you saying the F-word?
This is Kevin Scott. Join me and Rich Phillips later on this afternoon for Ticket Sports Saturday. We'll start off at 1:15 with some local college football with the coach of the TCU Horned Frogs, Gary Patterson, and then at 2 o'clock, the coach of the SMU Mustangs, Phil Bennett. The Rangers take the field in Baltimore at 3:30, and we will bring you the highlights and the happenings from that throughout the afternoon. That's all from noon to 6 today on Ticket Sports Saturday.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, salutes real men of genius.
Real men of genius.
Here's to you, Mr. P1 Ticket Listener.
Mr. P1 Ticket Listener.
You could have a life, but no, you listen to The Ticket all day. Instead of attending a board meeting, you're catching E-News with Cobra.
A Cobra take on the hotline.
While business casual means a polo shirt and Dockers for most, you wear a stained ticket T-shirt and flip-flops.
Is that good?
You sit around on your butt while your wife brings home the cash and you're passing gas and blaming it on the dog.
Did somebody pull my finger?
We salute you, Mr. Good Strong P1 Ticket Listener.
Mr. Good Strong P1 Ticket
Classics. It's the Ticket's E-Brake Classics.
A three-year-old made a mouth noise, even like, or whatever.
No, you blew the quilt and your three-year-old off the bed.
I didn't blow any quilt or anything, but it did stop down when this noise was made on Wednesday morning.
Hey, if there's one thing North Texas has a hard time getting its monetary support, and the guy who runs...
What was that?
That was Scotty.
It was not.
Passing gas and blaming it on the kid.
That is ridiculous. How old is Scotty?
He's three.
There's no way that sound could come out of a three-year-old.
He did that with his mouth.
No, Wow. That was clearly one of your bear expulsions.
Oh, he just cleared things up. He said he just did that with his mind.
Huh. So now he thought and made you fart.
The guy who owns GalleryFurniture.com is a North Texas grad.
Boy, I sound like Ron Maestri.
How do Norwich tankless water heaters work?
Norwich water heaters work on demand. They only heat water when necessary. When a hot water fixture is open or hot water is required by an appliance, the heater will sense the demand and heat water accordingly.
What's the difference between a storage tank water heater and a tankless water heater?
Tank water heaters store and heat water at all times, thus incurring higher operating costs, whereas tankless water heaters only heat water as needed. In addition, tank heaters have a limited supply of hot water, while tankless heaters provide an unlimited supply of hot water.
How much money can be saved if a Norwich tankless water heater is used in place of a storage tank?
The California Energy Commission estimates that a water heater uses approximately 25% of all energy consumed by any household. Using a Norwich tankless water heater will allow a home to use up to 50% less energy for water heating, which can cost up to hundreds of dollars per year. Now that you know the facts, log on to NorwichAmerica.com for info on how you can own your own Norwich. That's NorwichAmerica.com. Norwich. Always hot.
Family fun for the P1 is what Adventure Landing in Dallas is all about. If you've never been to Adventure Landing, you don't know what you're missing. Experience the thrill of an IndyCar race on the Adventure Landing go-kart track. Then head over to the batting cages and try your hand at softball or baseball. Or take a swing on any one of the three miniature golf courses. Adventure Landing has an action-packed game room and a laser tag arena. Great food and prizes are always part of the fun. And it's affordably priced. Break out of the routine. Get over to Adventure Landing in Dallas today. Located at 17717 Coit Road, just off the George Bush Turnpike. For more information, call 972-248-4653. Hey, P1, don't miss the P1 go-kart race on Saturday, July 31st. You can win huge prizes, such as Texas Motor Speedway passes, sports equipment, gift certificates to Fogo de Chão, and much more. No additional fees apply. Call 972-248-4653 for more details. Adventure Landing, it's family fun for the P1.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket shock brand from HTH. Socket to bacteria and algae.
Quietly lobster crazy. Try a succulent lobster tail paired with sweet crunchy coconut.
Going beyond the call.
Taxes and other charges.
People do crazy stuff. They dream of driving a car they've reported stolen. They claim the same repair on the same car two or three times over. Keep a neck brace in the glove box.
Dominic Bianco investigates fraud for the Allstate Insurance Company.
But it's the big signs you really develop a hunger for. Clinics that claim millions for phony medical treatment. Auto theft rings that export stolen cars on cargo ships. They're the kind of cases where the paper chase takes years of meticulous work.
Last year, Dominic's unit uncovered an estimated $300 million in insurance fraud.
We sued one clinic for $15 million. Keeping a lid on fraud helps us keep a lid on what you pay for insurance.
Lots of companies sell insurance, but no one has people like Allstate.
You're in good hands with Allstate. Mine.
Allstate Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. And wherever good people are keeping an eye on things.
Red Wing Shoes and Finished Floors and Camden Apartment Communities. A message from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket.
The Texas Rangers are now in second place in the American League West by a half game behind the Oakland A's after falling 9-1 last night to the Baltimore Orioles. However, Texas still leads the AL wildcard race over the Red Sox and Angels by two full games. Later this afternoon, Texas plays game two of a four-game set with the Orioles, and will start right-hander Scott Erickson against the 8-7 Rodrigo Lopez. Elsewhere today in the Bigs, Cubs starter Greg Maddux will try for his 300th career win on the road against the Giants. If Maddux can get number 300, he'll become his 22nd 300-game winner in big league history. Cowboys camp is in full swing now in Oxnard, California, and with Quincy gone, rookie quarterback Drew Henson is happy to be receiving more reps.
Well, I think the obvious is that, you know, we're splitting the reps between three guys right now and not four. So in my position, where reps, you know, are basically one of the biggest things that I need, that's great.
Drew Henson on yesterday with the Hardline. The Tickets camp coverage continues today during Ticket Sports Saturday with Bill Parcells' daily press conference at 1:30. And more bad news for the Miami Dolphins as wide receiver David Boston is done for the season after injuring a ligament in his knee yesterday in a workout against the Houston Texans. This Ticket Ticker is a service of Carfax. Don't get stuck buying that lemon that broke down this morning. Ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report now with a buyback guarantee or visit carfax.com for details. Our next Ticket Ticker comes your way at 11:50, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant. Saturdays, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hang out with your P1 buds at Guy's Night Out, Thursday, August 19th at Cape Buffalo in Edison, from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
New kid, he's got money, the money I deserve. He's got the good, but he's not for work.
He's better at writing choruses than anyone.
He's great.
Bring it up.
Concert.
I like him more than she does.
While you're all,
doesn't she have to
such a lesser man?
Doesn't she have to change her panties when you guys get home from the show?
I hope she does. I change my undies.
Isn't Julie bitter because Rhett gives you a hug and then he just shakes her hand?
Hi.
Huh, I wonder why he does that.
He's married, sir.
With baby. Yep, Fuel 97, new record's right. Out. Check it out.
Speaking of local bands, we had a pretty big scare at DFW Airport. Did you follow this story, Dave?
Yeah, I heard there was a lockdown yesterday or something.
There was a lockdown. They found a suspicious device in a piece of luggage. It looked kind of like a pipe bomb.
Was it?
So they cleared out a bunch of people and everything.
Where was
it? Brought in the bomb
squad. Were you there?
No, I wasn't there. I just read about it online.
What, was it an actual pipe bomb or what was it?
No, so they go in there, they send the bomb team in there, they, I guess they have to take the device away and, you know,
take it to a secure location.
Yeah, put it in one of those bomb boxes or something, I don't know what all they did. So they figured out what it was, and it's related to a local band.
Huh.
Everyone who was inconvenienced by this episode at DFW Airport... Why don't you buy a copy of Polyphonic Spree's album, because those are the people responsible for you being delayed.
By the way, this is the Polyphonic Spree you're listening to, their brand new record.
Brian Teasley, I guess he's the drummer in Polyphonic Spree.
No, Brian Wakeland is the drummer.
Oh.
He might be a percussionist.
Yeah, yeah.
Percussionist, I'm sorry, yeah. It's some special microphone that he uses to mic his stuff. And...
The X-ray machine, it just looked like a pipe bomb?
Right. And as a matter of fact, agents showed up at his house, and he had to go fish out a clip from, I guess, their appearance on Craig Kilborn or the Late Late Show with Craig Kilborn, to show them, hey, look, see in the footage, you can see this device. It's on my percussion kit here. He had to show them that before they would believe him that this he was trying to do something weird.
Was he in transit by himself, or was the whole Polyphonic Spree
going through?
David,
I didn't read the story before I went on the air with it. Hold on a second. Let's see. I wanted to show him what so on. Here, y'all talk about some other things.
By the way, the Polyphonic Spree is that 24-piece band.
Is it 24 officially now?
I think it's between 20 and 30 at any time. And
he arrived in Birmingham. He waited 40 minutes for his luggage, which never arrived. And so that's, as he's waiting for his luggage, officials at DFW were using robots and containment vessels on his luggage.
So there was like a plane change or something at DFW. He went on to Birmingham, but his luggage got stuck.
No. I think he checked in at DFW, and it was checked luggage, right?
Oh, okay.
I'm assuming that's what happened. Let's turn it up. Let's listen to this.
Listen to the pipe bomb microphone.
I want to be more than yesterday. And so-
Are they still going to be on Dunham and Miller at some point? Or Hardline?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure they will.
Do you have a date?
I thought we were going to try to have at least Tim up here on the rant sometime.
Well, their publicist emailed me from out in L.A., California.
Right.
And I electronically mailed her back with a request to just have Tim on. And she said that the bunch of people in the band are good, are fans of the show at the station or something. And she's like, can we get the whole band up there to play?
Absolutely.
Like, yeah. We got a studio that can accommodate that.
So get this. It says the band's founder and lead singer, Tim DeLauder, had purchased Mr. Teasley's plane ticket. Although he wasn't home most of the day, Mr. DeLauder said FBI agents canvassed his downtown Dallas neighborhood and asked neighbors for information about his comings and goings.
What is
so
wrong?
Apparently they cordoned off that street that he lives on.
Yeah. Which you're very familiar with.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. What's wrong with our security people? They're hunting... They're chasing down band guys.
Well, I think you...
They're just being vigilant.
Yeah, what are you talking about? They don't know that he's a band guy.
They haven't
Polyphonic Spree.
They haven't heard of Polyphonic Spree.
Okay, so
VFW
because
security.
Tim bought. Okay, I'm figuring out here what exactly happened. They found the mic, they took it out, and he never got the mic.
No, he got it back eventually.
All right, and then they started casing out the band.
No, they linked the luggage with this suspicious item to this guy who was in Birmingham. And they saw on the computer that the ticket was purchased by Tim DeLauder.
So immediately they go...
Yeah, so then they're going and casing out Tim DeLauder while they're taking the suspicious item out to the safe area to get it checked out by robots.
That theory cannot be proven.
There's one of the robots. Mr. Teasley said they were just doing their jobs, and by the time they left, they were excited about the band. They said they were going to watch for us on Letterman in a few weeks. They said they'd be looking... Just to see the famous mic that shut down the airport.
That's funny.
So, anyway, that's an interesting little sports item that we had for you there. We always like to stay on time here on the rant, so it's 11:44 on the ticket.
This is a hard, this is a tough result.
Starting quarterback Quincy Carter got cut.
Quincy Carter was released by the Dallas Cowboys.
This cannot be a talent decision. It just can't be. And I know there's a lot of critics of his talent or his lack of talent. But there has to be, and this is terribly unfair to Quincy Carter if it's not true, but there has to be something else going on here. And I hope they're able and willing to step up and say.
E-Break Classics.
This is a technical nightmare that Bob and Dan try to fight through as they go to the phone.
Hey, so you're saying... Okay, go...
Let's just start working the phone.
Because I want to ask you a couple more trade questions.
Well, you and I will talk plenty, but let's go to the Hockey P1 as well. Jake is on a cell to get us rolling tonight. Hi, Jake. You're on the Stars postgame show.
Hello.
Stars win 4-2. Jake? Hello, Jake. Speak to us. I don't know if everything's punched up. I heard him, but... He can't hear me, obviously.
Maybe
so
Dan can save him.
We'll try to get that worked out. We'll try to continue. What do you have?
Let me ask you, as they try to get that, what's that, Turley?
Heidi on a cell. We'll go back to that.
Is this going smooth?
So far, so good. We're professional broadcasters. Hi,
Hello.
Heidi. How are you? All right, somebody back there is going to have to press the correct buttons, I think. Well, she can't hear us, I'm guessing. Heidi?
Hey, you, sitting there at the computer. Ever attempt to take a long, leisurely shower and run out of hot water just as you got all lathered up? Well, cold showers are a thing of the past with Norit's tankless water heaters. Norit's tankless water heaters never run out of hot water. They're easy to install, eco-friendly, and energy efficient, so you can save money. The Norit's tankless water heater can save up to 50% per month in gas water heating bills. Go to noritsamerica.com and check it out. The compact design allows installation virtually anywhere, indoor or out. And Norit's is the number one tankless water heater in the world. Don't wait for your next cold shower. Go right now to noritsamerica.com and check out the full line of tankless gas water heaters. Norit's Corporation is shaping the future of heating water in the United States, and they're committed to providing top-of-the-line products and services to their community. It's a tankless job, but somebody's got to do it. Go to noritsamerica.com and no more cold showers. unless you need one. Nord's tankless gas water heaters.
Oh, supplied by December 15, 2004. Air Trent Airways. Go. There's nothing stopping you. 10-day advance purchase required. Blackout date supply.
Hey, training camp is finally here and running, and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket is in training for the second annual Football All the Way. It's going to be great. It's going to be bigger and better than last year. Ticket sales manager Ken Roberts here. Now, if you'd like to join The Ticket as an exhibitor at Football All the Way, give me a call at 214-520-4364. We still have some booth space available to expose your company to thousands of football-crazed P1s. Join us for Football All the Way. Give me a call at 214-520-4364. A bunch of former Cowboy greats and a ton of P1s at Football All the Way. Saturday, September 11th. At the Arlington Convention Center. It's football all the way, baby.
Football all the way. Football all the way.
I'm Sean Bass. Did Quincy Carter fail a drug test? That is the question. Next on the Ticket Ticker.
This month at Guy's Night Out, Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket is going for the gold, silver, and bronze as we play the Ticket Olympics. Thursday, August 19th at Cape Buffalo in Addison, P1 Olympic hopefuls are put to the test in events such as the Give It To Me Lance Interpretive Dance, a Put It All on the Table Pie Munch, and Head to Chest competition in the Cup Size versus IQ Quiz. All the Ticket guys will be on hand to judge the events and pass out valuable gold, silver, and bronze prizes to the winners and the losers. Plus, free food, drink specials, and round table cup.
Family fun for the P1 is what Adventure Landing in Dallas is all about. If you've never been to Adventure Landing, you don't know what you're missing. Experience the thrill of an IndyCar race on the Adventure Landing go-kart track. Then head over to the batting cages and try your hand at softball or baseball. Or take a swing on any one of the three miniature golf courses. Adventure Landing has an action-packed game room and a laser tag arena. Great food and prizes are always part of the fun. And it's affordably priced. Break out of the routine. Get over to Adventure Landing in Dallas today, located at 177 17 Coit Road, just off the George Bush Turnpike. For more information, call 972-248-4653. Hey, P1, don't miss the P1 go-kart race on Saturday, July 31st. You can win huge prizes, such as Texas Motor Speedway passes, sports equipment, gift certificates to Fogo de Chão, and much more. No additional fees apply. Call 972-248-4653 for more details. Adventure Landing, it's family fun for the P1.
Our nearest your phone, 1-800-NEW-TIRE. 1-800-NEW-TIRE. MTB, National Tire and Battery.
The Ticket.
Ticket Ticker!
Quincy Carter, cut earlier this week, might have the NFL Players Association file a grievance against the Dallas Cowboys for releasing him due to failing a drug test. This Ticket Ticker brought to you by the American Broadcasting School. An NFL team cannot cut a player for breaking the league's substance abuse policy. Quincy's good friend, Adrian Kaysen, said he spoke to Quincy about failing a test.
I asked him, was it true? And he told me no. He said, AC, you know me better than that, and you know I wouldn't do anything like that. He wasn't going to jeopardize his future and his career like that.
The Tickets camp coverage continues today during Ticket Sports Saturday with the Bill Parcells press conference at 1:30. The Texas Rangers throw right-hander Scott Erickson against his former club. As Lisa Guerrero's husband makes his Ranger debut, Texas will try to bounce back after losing the first game of a four-game set against the Orioles 9-1 last night. The Texas offense will try to get off the schneid as they face Rodrigo Lopez at 3:35 on Fox Sports Net. And the Dallas Stars missed out on re-signing Brett Hull as the Phoenix Coyotes signed Hull yesterday to a two-year deal. The contract is reportedly worth $2.25 million a season with the second year full of incentives. The main reason the Dallas Stars couldn't sign Hull was that Dallas is only offering a one-year deal. Our next Ticket Ticker comes to you at 12:10 with Sweet Layla during Ticket Sports Saturday. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturdays 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
We're not your girlfriend, we're not your wife, we're not going to tell you what to do. It's your life. We just fill it full of sports talk. All sports, all the time. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
With a cold heart, check your neck. He woke up at night, he thought he was twice, he was moving away. Everyone thinks that he goes away with age. Only now, no time taken. We keep it dead, he'll never think you're the only one. Time is up.
listening to the pipe bomb carrying cult Polyphonic Spree on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
He's walking along with
it. What's the date of that Letterman appearance?
August 27th. It'll be on David Letterman.
Gotta make sure I TiVo that.
TiVo? Shoot a new reality show that's gonna be on Spike or Pax or one of those channels where they got, I think it's like 15, 20 people from all over the globe. They thought they're each going to be on some different reality show. One woman thought she was going to be on like an old woman version of The Bachelorette. One guy thought that, you know, he was in some sort of Fear Factor game, and all their relatives put them up to it. They signed them up for this.
The relatives are in on the gag?
Yeah. And what it was, every one of these people were hardcore three-pack-a-day smokers. And it's a show called Cold Turkey where they lock these people up.
In a house?
Yes.
And deprive them of cigarettes?
Yes, exactly what it is.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some tension on that show.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Three-pack-a-dayers?
Yeah, like really hardcore smokers.
Maybe we should do that for our ice-smoking P1.
The meth guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Let's have a meth-themed reality
show. Let's say that, you know, there's guys like that go to jail, go to prison. And I know, can't you get drugs in prison?
I guess.
Well, let's just say you couldn't. Let's just say you can't. It's impossible. Do they dry out? Do you eventually wean yourself off of that if you just don't do it for 10 years? Or do you always have that craving?
I'm sure that's probably... I don't want to say every one of them, but I bet most of them, that's probably the first thing on their mind when they get out.
Or is it not? Are they clean when they come out?
I don't know. It's probably different for everyone, but I would say a good percentage of them, they're thinking about that first score as soon as they get out of prison. Just like a sex offender or an arsonist or, you know, whatever you're in there for, you're probably thinking about doing it when you get out.
Wouldn't you realize after a couple years that you're clean and that you're healthy again?
Well, not everybody is that self-aware or intelligent.
So you don't think every meth user, hardcore meth user, doesn't know that they need to quit or doesn't want to quit?
I don't know.
I think there's a lot of people that don't want to quit.
They're like so into it, and they realize
I mean, if you don't have any hope for life, I mean, you just don't. I mean, like, you have to understand, not everyone has goals and want to do something. Some people just are like, man, you know, it sucks that I was even born. I really don't even want to. Really don't even want to live anymore. And all I want to do is drugs all the time.
That's it.
Yes. You don't have to say that's it that way.
I mean, oh. Thought it was a forum.
What? All right, let's take your calls on this. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Why?
Yeah, this is Pat.
Okay, Pat, you're on the air.
Oh, okay. Y'all were talking about the methamphetamine users and stuff.
Very much so.
Right. Well, I did it. It has been 15 years since I did any of it, but I did it for about 3 years in a row. And I went like from like 185 pounds down to 132 when I finally quit.
Ugh.
What are you now?
Oh, I'm about 210 now.
Oh.
Whoa. So you're just doing it all the time?
Well, yeah, basically. Basically, I did it all, every day.
How'd you quit?
I moved about 300 miles from where I was living and just quit it cold turkey.
So you moved, you a homosexual?
No.
What the hell?
So you moved somewhere that you didn't have a hookup?
Yeah, no, I moved. My parents lived about 300 miles from where I was living at the time, and I moved in with them.
Did they know you had a problem?
Well, they didn't. They could look at me and tell, but they were pretty good to me.
So, do you ever crave it or whatever?
No, I don't crave it because I know what to do to you.
Do you drink or do you do anything now?
Yeah, I drink, but I don't do any drugs anymore.
And you're totally homosexual?
No, he's
I didn't. No. Did he say he wasn't?
No,
right.
Yeah, he's not. He denied that.
Okay.
Just gotta want to quit.
Gotta want to quit.
I
think the key is.
Oh, I do.
Not you. Let's thanks a lot for your call, Pat.
You still there, Pat?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to move.
When you're addicted to tube steak.
No, I just did crystal meth.
Not toothsteak?
No, I did it. I did it intravenously.
With toothsteak?
You just opened up a vein and shoved it in there?
Yeah. Usually you smoke tube steak.
Nah, I don't do tube steak, buddy. But the guy was saying he did $70 a day.
Yeah.
I did about $250 a day.
So turning tricks?
Huh?
With your penis.
Okay, guys. Talk to y'all later. Bye.
So we're still here.
You have to move. You have to get away from your friends and your dealer. You got to go move somewhere where there's no one.
Why? It's hard to get drugs.
You have to go somewhere where being gay is accepted.
Right.
True.
You have to move to Key West or San Francisco.
Or Casper, Wyoming.
Is that a big gay hangout?
No, that's where that gay guy got killed. For being gay.
Oh, yeah.
That kid.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, on GordonKeith.com.
Oh, that's what you've been doing this whole time.
Which you can get to by going to theticket.com, clicking on GordonKeith.com.
You know what? I'm going to go to it directly.
Nope.
No!
It won't work.
It'll explode.
Will explode.
You can go right to it.
Shut up.
It'll totally melt down your DOS.
Uh-oh.
What? Anyway, I put up a link there to the mother and son story that is so disturbing.
The cuddle that turned into full-on...
That's had my pants at my ankles all morning.
Full-on mommy love.
Yeah. So you can go there and you can see the picture of the mother and the son. Look at her. Ugh!
All right, Dave, go ahead and guess who this is, okay? George and Corby are in the front seat debating real estate prices and commenting on the motorcyclists and their girlfriends as the big machines go blasting past us with that big two-stroke farting symphony.
Gross.
That sound always annoys me, and I'm glad I have the ocean to calm my nerves. I miss my family, and I feel naked out here around all these people with brown
Gordon's
bellies
blog?
And dreams too big for
the channel. Which Dave wouldn't know anything about because he... Dave is supposed to run this website,
no,
by the way. You were supposed to run the website, and you haven't
done
anything to it.
How much am I getting paid for that?
Well, I'm not getting paid anything either.
But it's not my
website. It's your website.
But if I'm not getting paid, then why have a website?
I'm not going to be your bitch forever, Gordon.
Ticket.
What are you doing? Why do you write this crap?
Since when are blogs diaries?
Hey, I was calling that I was scheduled to be on this site.
What's that?
Big dildo that...
Oh, my God. What that was all about. No, I think they switched, like, about 3 years ago. They used to be someone would go through and read news stories and would tell you which news stories to read. That's what they originally were. That's why I was always confused when in the conventions they would say, you know, the bloggers are the ones who are really the reporters. Like, how is a person writing a diary...
The term kind of morphed over the
It's year. Morphed, and now, you know, you have, like, the old news blogs, and then now you also have, basically, diary blogs.
Blogs?
The only reason I write this is just kind of the inside behind the scenes of the ticket. Oh, here's sports programming?
I'm done.
All right.
This is the ticket. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, is KTDK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sherman-Denniston, and KTDK Sanger. You're listening to Ticket Sports Saturday, with all the scores and stories every 20 minutes on our ticket tickers at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Big name guests, and up to the second information on the biggest sports events of the day, plus our patented hot sports opinions from all the ticket hosts. Live from Dallas-Fort Worth, the best and the most coverage of our teams in our town. Ticket Sports Saturday, exclusively on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is Ticket Sports Saturday.
12 o'clock, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good afternoon, I'm Rich Phillips.
Good afternoon, I'm Kevin Scott.
And this is Ticket Sports Saturday. We are with you until 6 o'clock today. If we can get the rant to get out of the room, we'll go ahead and take care of doing the show today. And we're with you until 6. At 1:30, we'll have the Bill Parcells Daily Press Briefing live from Oxnard, California. We'll be right
there.
Before. Will you be there, Corby?
Yeah.
You're going to make it back in time?
Yeah.
All right, get the hell out of here then. Hopefully Gordon will go there, too. 1:30, we'll have Bill. We'll have camp reports, by the way, from Mickey at 12:30 and at 4:30 today. So, and at 4:30, one will be as they're winding down with the stand-up scrimmage.
What's a stand-up scrimmage exactly? It means you don't tackle. You don't lay down, you don't sit down during that scrimmage?
No.
I think they just scoot on their butt and go over plays?
Is that kind of like when Jeff Nelson was cleared to throw standing up a few weeks ago?
Yeah, what the heck? We never just find out what that was, did we?
Well, he was cleared to throw standing up instead of on his knees or whatever.
I think he was thrown from his knees, so he couldn't use his whole body. He could just use his arm.
Well, he can't use any of it right
now. Body into it.
He's back on the DL. But anyway, so we'll have Parcells at 1:30 and check it with Mickey a couple times as well. Maybe the random cowboy player man, who may be Tony Romo, if we can get him before their 2 o'clock stand-up scrimmage.
We're kind of in a standby mode on all that.
Yeah, it's tough because they're going early today, and we've got Parcells as well at 1:30. So we're going to try and get the random cowboy player man. We're going to try and get a random Ranger player man, too, but it's tough because they've got a 3:35 first pitch this afternoon in Baltimore. Trying to...